Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in the studio, studio, coolin' with my nigga Julio, Julio. What's good, my nigga? I'm back up in the stew, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. I'm in the studio, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. Money, 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 keeps on calling. I say that money, 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 keeps on calling. I'm back up in the stew, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. I'm in the studio, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. Money, 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 keeps on calling. I say that money, 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 keeps on calling me. Money, 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 it ain't that I can't afford that. And the smoking blunt till I get cancer, hoping I don't get no cancer.
I hope I don't.
She fucked me like a dancer, it must be my luck.
My
night, night, no teeth. Baby, please, can you suck me?
Blow, 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 no gas. Little niggas make me laugh. I don't trust new niggas. Wear the bag.
Wear the
bag. Bitch, nigga, wear the cash. Now my niggas wear a mask. So tonight might be your last. And if a nigga talking shit, I'ma hit him in his lip. And my niggas gon' whip your ass. If your pocket slim, then fine. Wait with clientele, you'll find cake. Talk, 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 talking D-boy language. We ain't out here twisting fingers. We just got these bitches banging. And these snitches really singing. Like, nigga, we grew up with you. See you, I don't crack a smile, shake a hand, or fuck with you. I'm back up in the stew, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. I'm in the studio, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. Money, 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 keeps on calling. I say that money, 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 keeps on calling me. I'm back up in the stew, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. I'm in the studio, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. Money, 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 keeps on calling.
I say that money, 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 keeps on calling me. Dirty money, detergent, detergent, I'll say it in person, person. In school when the teacher took my phone and said the plug, texting it's urgent.
Get my phone back.
Mixing drugs on purpose,
purpose.
Smoking herb like it's worthless. When your bitch ride my dick, she dropped the top, I like it shirtless. Damn, sit in my lap, you can come and put your
come
ass on it
ass.
Then blow my dick like it fucking
like
got
it
some fucking ash on it.
Pass
the weed and if it's mid, I'ma pass
now
on it. Every day
it.
I see that green and I ain't talking grass,
gas,
homie.
Gas.
Three words like rich, homie, I don't know. If we ain't headed to that money, then I guess I gotta go. And if I'm chilling with these bitches, then I guess I gotta smoke. And if she's sucking on my dick, well then you know she gotta choke. I'm back up in the stew, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. I'm in the studio, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. Money, 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 keeps on calling me. I say that money, 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 keeps on calling me. I'm back up in the stew, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. I'm in the studio, that's every week, can't let them fall asleep. Money, 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 keeps on calling me. I say that money, 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 keeps on calling me. I'm blowing la 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 la.
We
ain't this bitch. Blowing la 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 la. Blowing la 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 la. Blowing la 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 la.
Hey,
take these guns, we'll send you to a place you never been to. New venue, a place you haven't went to. Whole new country, you finna get your shooter on. Spraying everybody, they ain't even got a uniform. What? And don't nobody know the real reason. Support the truth, cause every day they live in killer season. I got some niggas and they trigger squeezing. I hit your bitch, she pop a script and then she get to leaving. I swear I leave you pussy niggas bleeding. Like a period, point blank period. I spit so serious like George, they so curious. My haters getting furious like Joker, why so serious? Whoa, we started smoking mad loud and now they hearing us. And ain't nobody scaring us unless it's God fearing us.
Woo!
Let me catch my breath, Lord, I can't get enough. I'm trying to get the riches like my skin wasn't rich enough.
Get this
chocolate, sucking dick or what? Trying to get it, did they fuck? If your city's big enough, and I put it in the butt.
This what, is a free download.
I ain't got my Trojan and I won't, but I do not know where this hope been. I'm chosen, my ice frozen, my words is golden, you niggas is folding. Ha! We some gambling niggas, we all in, hoping at least it one make it one do, we all win, right? These niggas fake as ass shot. And wonder why you fuck around and get your ass shot. Smoking on this green, wonder when the grass stops. These niggas dropping dimes, how I used to class drop. Damn, Nick. I'm just pulling my niggas, ain't worried about nothing like mine. Tenna, my niggas got white like mine. Tenna, I'm talking about Tony Montana. Montana, Montana. You ever seen a 16? No Montana. Woo, woo, woo. What you call it, Joe Montana? I'm just coolin', my niggas ain't worried about nothing like mine. Tenna, my niggas got white like mine. Tenna, I'm talking about Tony Montana. Montana, Montana. You ever seen a 16? No Montana. Woo, woo, woo. What you call it, Joe Montana?
Hey, yo, B Mills, you killin' them out here. They ain't ready for that rookie debut. The streets is hot.
This beat is a free download.
That they is.
We really live this lifestyle. We do this for real. Let's go.
Yo, you know I had to do it cause it's beat me. 21 and I'm still feeling like I'm 16. Threw 22s up on the Buick, now my whip clean. The way my pocket's fat, you can say I get cream. I'ma throw these hands, fuck a Glock trigger. All these rubber bands, I'm feeling like a hot. Yeah, he fronted to me cause I get it off quicker. And when they come to West Virginia, I'm they top spitter. Damn right, I blow that chronic till I pass out. Hit the club and pop my collar, pull the cash out. Let's turn it up and pop some bottles till I black out. But they ain't hanging with me, I'ma be the last out. I've been selling weed since I was 15. That shit was nothing, daddy turned into a big thing. And now we bout to watch me live this big dream. You see I'm trying to cop a Rami with them big rings. Closet full of joints, nothing but them six rings. I'm 5'5", but I'm feeling like I'm 6'3". I hit up Diddy, tell his ass to come and get me. And all my homies rolling with me in this bitch deep. And we be wildin' out until it hit 3. Go cop a telly with some bitches, tell them strip free. Tell my P.O. suck my dick before he piss me. Cause I'm a stoner, I don't ever think I'll piss clean. I pull up to the courthouse with my gold chain. Take them off before I walk in, it's a cold game. I'm dressing proper, fuck the coppers in they whole gang. If they come in, I'ma duck them like I'm Bruce Wayne. Throwing dollars at a stripper like it's loose chain. Shit, I'ma kick it for a minute like I'm Luke Kang. If they shooting, then I'm running like I'm 2 Chainz. Man, I ain't trying to die, bitch, I gotta do things. Jay Nice done got the munchies, ain't the food chain. My money longer than some motherfucking shoe string. Don't make me turn up and I hit them with that Wu-Tang. Bitch, I ain't cuffing, but I'll let you be my Wu-Tang. Damn right, I'm on a mission trying to move weight. I'm in the kitchen with them nuggets on a food plate. I bag it up and ship it out, supplying two states. Hold up, no one's getting iron if it's too late. The feds, they about to get me, fuck what you say. And I'll be writing while my bitch be playing 2K. I tell her stop and give me time just like a toupee. Then I go deep off in them hoes just like I'm Hussein. Dang, I just hit the flex and drop the bomb on him. Dwayne Johnson hit these rappers with the rock bottom. Never stress, I pull out Mary Jane's bomb on him. Jay Nice, stay with the weed, he keep a light on him. Yo, hey yo, follow me on Twitter at Jay Nice from YNC. You already know what it is. Hit us up, it's YNC music all day. 304 for life, motherfucker. We out. Jay Nice.
Seen a fine chick in the club.
In the club.
Oh, I think she might be the one.
Be the one.
If she keeps working on that pole.
On the pole.
I'ma have to throw these ones.
Make it rain on her.
She on the pole stacking ones up. Telling all them hating bitches get your funds up.
Gumby,
yeah. See through glass hills by looking at her waist. She dabbing past meals. Nah.
I like them thick, where my grown bitches. Don't need a man pulling off in her own dishes. Now that's a real bitch, even got her own weed, smoking kill bitch. I swear it's 2 in the morning and I know bitches is horny. She sucking dick till the morning, she wanna live in the moment. Don't need a credit card in the strip club, and she don't wanna talk unless you tryna tip some. Girl, let me see that ass, do a cyclone. I'm too drunk, call the cab for the ride home. She popping pills, I don't think she really sick though. Tell me what you really know about this dick, ho.
Whoa, seen a fine chick in the club.
In the club.
Oh, I think she might be the one.
Be the one.
If she keeps working on that pole,
on the pole,
I'ma have to throw these ones. Make it rain on her. 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 Rain on her.
See me? I'd rather flip O's instead of hoes, but if I do, then she better look like an Amber Rose. Once she see what's in my pocket, bet she coming out of clothes. And if she won't see them dollars, then she better drop it low. Come here, girl, and stop chilling with the phonies. If you say that you could twerk it, come here and you can show me. And I got the weed so you ain't smoking by your lonely. And if you really bad, I introduce you to the homies. So you a stoner or what? Let's go to the cut. I'm with Jay Nice and B-Mills, we roll with it up. So the loud is in the air, the drink is on cold. I wanna get you high, but see you high on the pole. You a bad little chick. Show me what you worth. Come trip a little more, a little show won't hurt. If you wanna see the cash, then you better put the work. Cause I got the money, baby, you just gotta earn it first.
Seen a fine chick in the club.
In the club.
Oh, I think she might be the one.
Be the one.
If she keeps twerking on that pole,
on the pole,
I'ma have to throw these ones. Make it rain on her. 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 Rain on her.
I make it rain on that pussy, beat it up like molasses and cocaine on that pussy, make it pop like elastic. I put a strain on that pussy, bust it, feel like fantastic, cause you ain't playing with a rookie, girl. Yeah, after you done on that pole, come to the back, let me make it clap and put my thing up in you. Now matter of fact, that thing is fat, let's go, I'm taking you home. I'll have a bitch in like a dog, the way she's chasing my bone.
I be throwing this money, you can tell that she want me. She been working on the pole, I eat it up when I'm hungry. And my game too sick, you don't even wanna try me. I been all around the world, catching feelings, not me. I used to be that type. Now I need one night, dick so dope, she be yelling dynamite. Alright, now that I'm done with you, you be wanting some more and I be wanting some food. I'm out. Seen a fine chick in the club.
In the club.
Oh, I think she might be the one.
Be the one.
If she keeps working on that pole,
on the pole,
I'ma have to throw these ones. Make it rain on her. 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 Rain on her.
Love Chat Radio, man, we back at it. Every Thursday, you already know, shout out to TopStarHipHop.com for the sponsor. Shout out to OG Mac Drama. Shout out to Dom behind the boards, showing mad love. I'm going to go ahead and pull OG up. OG, what's good?
What's good?
OG.
Hey, well, I'm sorry, man. I had to step to the turn on my AC. You know, it's like it's in the triple digits here in Arizona. My bad.
Oh, okay. It's all good. Yeah, man. I was just waiting for Elias the Prophet actually to call in so we could start the show. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I played a couple songs
from the mixtape.
You know,
those are fire.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy is them ain't even the mixtape joints. That ain't even the mixtape song.
They were all brand new. I never heard them. I was like, damn.
Yeah, they're all brand new, but they're not.
Hey, real quick, though.
Hey,
Josh, I want to make an announcement real quick. Today is September 11th, and you guys know 2001, it's the anniversary of the World Trade Center bombing. And I was actually out there when that shit happened. I was at Ground Zero trying to find my mom. My mom who worked at the World Trade Center at the Marriott there. And I was on 32nd and Park. So I walked down where everybody's leaving. I went down into, it was like a lunar, it's like being on the moon or in a nuclear holocaust. The ash, the dust, and the smell, the stench, mm-hmm. I'll never forget it. I got asthma to this day behind that. It's a respiratory problem. But I was so relieved. I thought my mom was dead. I only cried twice in my life. When my dad died, my newborn son died, and when I thought my mama was dead, bro. But when I got back to where I was at, back on Park Avenue, my sister was able to call me to the landline because all the cell phones were done, you know, the towers and everything, you know, because all the cell phone towers was on top of the World Trade Center. So cell phones were done, but we had a landline. And my sister said, Mommy made it home. She got home. She made it stay up to Staten Island. Okay, so I said, cool. So I was so happy, man. But I'll never forget that day. And another thing I want to mention that for a while, like I say, 3 months after that, everybody in New York was nice. New York is a rude town. It doesn't tolerate a lot of people because everybody's into making money. They call it money-making Manhattan. But also that, it's a divisive town. You got the Puerto Rican neighborhood, the Italian neighborhood, the Irish neighborhood, the black neighborhood, the Jamaican. Then you got the various types of blacks, the Caribbean blacks, the African blacks, the Israelites, the Irish, and none of them really get along. People don't know this. You know, then I'm Catholic. I'm a Lutheran, I'm a Protestant, you know, all kinds of crap over there. It's not a melting pot like people think. And so, but after that, for 3 months, everybody got along. And then it's like the World Trade Center never happened. Fuck you, you fucking bum! You fucking mook! You bully! You fucking giddy! Fuck you, nigga! It was all that same shit going on.
Been confused,
it was sad. But for a while, you was like, well, man, this is bringing everybody back, you know, closer together. But, you know, but people forget. And that's why I'm making a mention of it today. Remember, don't let them people die in vain. We should always reach out to each other as brothers, no matter where we're from or what our background is. That's all.
Definitely, definitely. Well, but I definitely want to salute you, man. We're actually going to play one more song, man. I'm going to shoot Eliza a text real quick, man, and see what's up, see where he's at. So, we're going to go into one more song. Actually, it's only right, man. I'm going to play something that's off the mixtape. Actually, I didn't upload the hosting one, but I am gonna just play the joint, play the song. So we're going to go ahead, man. We're going to get into this joint, man. This is that new YNC. Nobody has heard, man, straight off the mixtape. It's called Rich and Famous. Let's go.
Everybody wants to be rich and famous,
rich and famous,
but they don't wanna put that work in,
work in.
Everybody wants to be rich and famous,
rich and famous,
but they don't wanna put that work in,
work in.
Rich and famous,
famous,
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 rich. And famous, famous.
I know this game and I know my worth. We gonna get a deal, we put in that work. Mention my name, get put in the dirt. We bout to make a million, watch your feelings get hurt. They don't want no problems with YNC. We on top and they wanna be. Go ahead and try to diss me. Taking shots, I bet you'll miss me. I killing this flow, had a body to beat. Who takes days off, I barely sleep. I'm on the road, sometimes I eat. But I grind like I'm broke when I'm on this beat. I'm on a mission, I'm here to get it. And my heart stops, my music's living. If I made a change, you'll know I did it. When I come back, you'll see the difference. Who's sparking this blunt, who wanna turn up? Celebration with the kid turning 21. Looking at my past like, what have I done? Gotta make some changes, not doing this for fun. These fake friends are something else. They only come around when they need some help. I'm cool with that, I'm through with that. All I need is my fam, they got my back. Everybody wants to be rich and famous, rich and famous,
but they don't wanna put that work in,
work in.
Everybody wants to be rich and famous,
rich and famous,
but they don't wanna put that work in,
work in.
Rich and famous,
famous,
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 rich and famous,
famous. Yo, let me see your hands up if you're trying to get rich. Keep your hands up if you're trying to get famous. This for everyone in the club that's trying to make it. You can be whatever you want, you just gotta chase it. Look, in and everybody has a dream. Me, I got a beautiful daughter I gotta feed. I'ma be that father providing for every need, and that ain't saying that I'm never gonna try to be a king. That's just me, it's in my blood. Nice motherfucker, what you think I was? Get my all for the things I love, so my family go on to get everything they want. That's no lie, I work too hard. Never would've thought I could've came this far. Never would've thought I could've spit this raw. When I started from the bottom trying to hit the top, just watch, look. I'ma go and get this cash, cause I'll be honest, I ain't happy with the shit I have. I need my closet full with every fucking color in half, and I ain't stopping till my skin is fucking covered in tags. I'm getting Mary Jane covering the front of my chest. Family on the right, reppin' where I'm from on the left. What's next? Think I might get Uncle John on my back, so when I make it, they can see the kind of heart that he had. It's nice.
Everybody wants to be rich and famous.
Rich and famous.
But they don't wanna put that work in.
Work in.
Everybody wants to be rich and famous.
Rich and famous.
But they don't wanna put that work in.
Work in.
Rich and famous, famous. 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 Rich and famous, famous.
Yeah. Hey, that's that new YNC, man. Rich and famous. Straight off the Let 'Em Talk mixtape, man. Hosted by Snoop Dogg's official DJ, DJ LT, man. It's completed. Done deal right there, man. Actually, I see at the bottom of the list, is this Elias the Prophet? Elias.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on? You got a hit one, my man.
Yo, what up? What's good, man?
You're at the bottom, man. Nobody, you're at the bottom of the thing, man, because you didn't hit one.
Oh, damn, I've been in for like a minute, too, man. Shit.
We was wondering, did you hear us yelling for you?
Yeah, man, ever since you guys were talking to OG and shit. What up, OG? What up, everybody? What up, Will?
Yeah, man, we was looking for you, man. Elias the Prophet is finally in the building. Elias, press number one. Did you hit it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, because I don't see you climbing up. It's showing that you didn't even hit one. Oh, good, we got you now, man. So what's going on, man? What's going on in your life?
Man, it's, Oh, everything's all good, man. Everything's love, man. Just dropped the, he's going to host my mixtape, coming out next month, man. It's going to be, actually WVU's, official campus DJ, DJ Dollar. He's going to go ahead and, handle that and, get West Virginia on the map, man. We're going to keep on pushing this hip hop era, man, coming real soon for y'all, man. Proper propaganda, hip hop savior.
That's what's up, man. We actually got a couple Wu-Tang members that's going to be calling in here in a little bit, man. Shout out to them. And also, man,
no
shout
doubt
out to Taylor Brown. You know, she's definitely grinding, putting in that work, that hard work, so shout out to her. But yeah, man,
yeah,
like
Taylor.
I said, we're going to go ahead, man. We might as well get into some callers real quick and
what
everybody's thoughts are, man.
Hey, while I'm on here, man, hey, Taylor, man, go ahead and follow me on Twitter real quick, man, because I don't know what happened. We must have unfollowed each other somehow. I don't know what happened. But go ahead and follow me real quick. I guess I'm going to send you the inbox. But, yeah, let's go ahead and get to the callers, man. What's good?
Let's get it. 229, go ahead and state your name and where you calling from.
Man, you know who it is, man. It's the R Report.
What's happening, Patrick?
What's good, man? You know, I had to call in to the show to show support, man. And, you know, I ain't had a chance to call in a few weeks. So, you know, I'm just listening to them bangers that y'all been playing, man. Shouts out to you and J9. So, man, y'all got some sound, y'all mixtape.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it for sure. No doubt. Actually, man, we're probably going to we might be coming down there to ATL, man, real soon.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's
yeah,
cool,
definitely.
Man.
I'll definitely let you know what's up.
Yeah, you know, and I ride up there because, you know, I'm like three and a half hours away from Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Man, that's what's up. So tell us a little bit about the magazine. Has it already came out yet or no?
The magazine will be out Monday. I call
Monday. Okay.
The print company, you know, had hit me up. Magazine getting shipped out tomorrow. It'll be out Monday. We definitely gonna have some shipped to local radio stations and newsstands. Magazine will officially be released Monday, man. So, I mean, I thank God. You know, yeah, man. It's like a lot of hard work that's been put into this. And one thing about it is the Art Report magazine is for the independent artist. So, any independent artist that's listening to Let 'Em Talk Radio that want to be featured in the Art Report, all they got to do is contact OG Mad Drummer because he's my manager.
Okay. A lot of profit, man. Where you at? You better get in that magazine.
Yeah, man. We already get ready to release this issue, and we already working on the second issue that will be out in November.
Yeah, what's good, man? What's good? Hey, what's good, fam? Hey, yeah, man, I remember talking to your girl Sam, man. She was talking about getting us in the article, getting us like a West Virginia like article campaign, man. We need to get like a spotlight on this area, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm with it, man. Just give me your information, man. We just go from there.
No doubt. We can talk, man. I still got you on Facebook, I think, so. I'm on Facebook, Joshua Elias, man. Elias the Prophet, fam. I'll go ahead and talk. Either I'll talk to you on Facebook, I'll talk to Sam, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, got you, man. Yeah, it's for West Virginia on the map, man. We need to get that spotlight up here, dog. You feel me?
Yeah. Like I said, man, just hit me up, man. We can chop it up a little bit more.
No doubt. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Go ahead and shout out all your information.
Man, anybody that want to be featured in the Art Report magazine, want a feature, or, you know, a mixtape ad or anything, just advertising, period, man. Just hit me up on Twitter at the R Report 1. And we will definitely hit you back.
No doubt. Salute to you, man. And we appreciate you calling in.
No doubt, man. I'm waiting on when that mixtape dropping, man, where it can be put in the mixtape of the week.
Man, actually, probably real soon, man. What we're gonna do is we're gonna do some press copies. We're gonna hit like city to city, man, and then we'll probably make a date for the online press and stuff like that. But I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, no doubt, man. People need to just tune in to the R Report, man. Cause one thing about us, man, we show love to all the independent artists, man. The site, you know, we got DJ of the Month, Miss Unique for the Models, Producers. We got Tattoo Artists of the Month. I mean, Video of the Week. Which y'all got Video of the Week?
Mm-hmm.
30, 30, 30, 30.
I appreciate that.
I mean, so we grinding for the independent artists, man. You know, they just need to take notice.
Oh, yeah, and they're definitely going to tune in, man, and we definitely appreciate being Video of the Week, man.
No doubt, man. No doubt, man.
I
appreciate
that. Yeah, I remember when you did Taking Off, too, man. You had Taking Off on there for Video of the Week before, too.
Yep. It sure was.
Yeah, man. That's some that's love right there, man. No doubt. Yeah, man. What did you say? You were talking about a mixtape of the month or a mixtape of the week? You were talking about?
Mixtape of the week.
Oh, okay. Like whenever it drops?
Yeah, whenever it drops, man, we definitely get y'all in there. You know how the team promote, man, so the numbers be crazy on there.
Real talk, man, because his drops this month and my drops next month, you know what I mean? So we can talk that out, too.
No doubt.
No doubt. Salute, Patrick.
All All right, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt, bro.
We will go ahead and go into the line. 216, go ahead and state your name and where you calling from.
What's going on? Josh, this is Dollar Bill from Cleveland, Urban Survivor Entertainment. I got my brother here.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, everything good. Here, man. Just putting this master plan together. You know how it goes.
Man, that's what's up. So the Howard Hip Hop Awards is coming up, man.
Yeah, it's a big event.
You were nominated for that this year?
No, you know what? I'm gonna be like this. Those are good friends of mine. All of the people that started the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. So you know, I'm not even really looking for an award with them because they know we, you know, they know how we get down. You know, we are Urban
right.
Survivors is a different entity. We like huge, so you know the expectation is through the roof. So you know, we go to attend to support them. They're good friends of ours. As a matter of fact, shout out to Big Hef Quincy. He buried his father today, so God bless him and the family, you know.
Prayers go to him, man.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. 9/11, shout out, you know, God bless all the victims once again from the U.S. You know, stuff like that is heavy beyond music, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Hey, Josh.
Definitely. So what you got going on?
Hey, Josh, real quick, can I say something?
My brother's right here, Network. I just tweeted it to you, and it's like stupid hot. He just won this event called Put Your Money on the Wood, this battle. You know, he knocked out all the MCs. DJ Johnny O was over there. You know, it was a Johnny O edition, actually. You know, so, you know, shout out to Nerve DJs. But I wanted to see if you can play that cut for me, because I think everybody will like it.
Hey, Josh, real quick.
Where's it at?
Hey, Josh, real quick. Why you
hey,
got
Mel,
man
you
on the
like
phone?
You sound like you're underwater.
Why you got him on the phone? He's a Cleveland Brown fan. Boom!
Wait, watch your mouth.
Boo! Yeah, I'm a Cleveland fan, man.
Still
we got Cleveland Brown, man. Come on.
We don't allow Cleveland people on this network.
You got scared, dude.
My bad, Josh. Go ahead, bro.
I know you were scared, Mac.
What's up, Dollar? Go ahead. I apologize, everybody. But me and Dollar... he lives from Cleveland, and I'm a Pittsburgh man. So we, you know, if he ain't from the area, you just don't understand.
That's right.
It is what it is.
That's terrible,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. My bad.
Kick you in the face.
No, you had to say that bullshit, didn't you?
Yeah.
I got to speak to him directly. Hey, look, I'm gonna put my dude on the phone so he can introduce himself. It's his song that I tweeted to you. But it's hot, it's flying. Trust me, I wouldn't even tweet it if it wasn't flying.
Oh, no. Hey, you're going to have to send it through the email because, like, we can't tweet it. We have to put it on the board.
Right.
And then that's how we play the song. Yeah, yeah. We can't get no links or nothing.
Hey, tell Drama, Mac, you're going to have problems when you come down to Lake Erie. You know, that Pittsburgh, that little quick bang I just won, that ain't happening no more.
Man, Drama, what's up, Elias?
Hey, tell the people how they can send the music in.
You can send your music to letemtalkradio@yahoo.com. Repeatedly, letemtalkradio@yahoo.com.
Okay. And hold on 1 second. I'm going to put my mans on the phone so we can introduce yourself and talk to y'all a little bit. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's your name?
Network. Representing Cleveland, East Cleveland, matter of fact. I like y'all show,
man.
Oh,
okay, then.
Shout out
hey,
to what y'all doing.
It.
I respect it.
We appreciate it, man. So what's going on your side, man? What's going on?
I mean, just, you know, about to put this mixtape together. It should be out here in about 3 to 4 weeks. I'm in the process of getting it mixed for masters. And I'm about to just make my presence felt out here. I've been in the background for quite some time. So, you know, everybody that's doing something here, I'm connected to, whether it's business, streets, or just school, you know. So it's about that time right now for me to go ahead and do some things. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Definitely, no doubt. So if anything, You got a title for it?
Oh, for the mixtape?
Yeah, for the tape.
Yeah, the mixtape gonna be the Mistake on the Lake Volume 1.
Okay. Okay. And, do you have a release date yet, or are you just working on it?
No, it's pretty much done. I'm just really getting it finalized right now. So I'm saying three, four weeks so I can go ahead and do, you know, a little bit of street press. I'm doing most of my networking pretty much online, though. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be a nice little thing. Like Dollar sent you just the intro to the mixtape. You know, check it out and tell me what you think, because it ain't gonna be no shit that you don't know.
Oh, definitely, no doubt.
Try to
send it to letemtalkradio@yahoo.com, man, so we can play that for you.
That's what's up. And I'm going to make sure we definitely do that. But even if y'all don't play it, check it out, you know, listen to it for yourself, because, you know, y'all going to hear from me regardless. So I want y'all to get a quick step on everybody else, because I'm definitely fucking with y'all. I'm going to definitely promote y'all on my end. I just got hip through my man's Dollar, so I like what y'all are doing, so I'm going to support it. If he supports y'all, I support y'all.
We appreciate it, man. You know, we support anybody, man, that's out here putting in their work, because, you know, it takes a lot. You know what I'm saying? And when you create stuff, man, it's just the best thing in the world, because you could talk about what you want to talk about, you know, and what you've been through. So it's definitely a great experience, man. Go ahead and let everybody know where to follow you at.
Oh, if y'all on Twitter, y'all can follow me at Network EC. On YouTube, I got about like 40 freestyle videos and a couple regular videos. You can find me as Ray Cleveland. You know, I don't really be on the social network. On IG, I'm EC Network. You know, check me out. I'm going to start doing a little bit more promotion, but I got to get my product first. I ain't trying to sell wolf tickets. So when my product get down, you know what I'm saying, you'll be hearing a lot more from me, because I got to give you what I need to give you, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just glad I got an opportunity to chat with y'all and introduce myself, because we definitely going to be talking in the future, and I'm always going to be listening, fellas.
Man, we appreciate it for sure. Elias, you want to say anything to him?
Yeah, man. What's the rest you want to take with the mixtape, man? What you want to do with the mixtape, man? What you want to do?
Oh, I mean, with the mixtape, I got enough music right now where I can drop a couple mixtapes. I plan on force feeding, you know, everybody around here. What I'm starting to notice in my city is that it's more of a fraternity, and we got a lot of people bumping heads because we don't have no outlet. So I'm about to force feed the game with a bunch of music for free, a bunch of videos for free, for the simple fact that I know I got it by abundance. So I'm about to just flood you with it, and you're going to talk about it. Whether you don't like it, you're going to talk about it. If you love it, you're going to talk about it. And I'm going to bring the credibility back to the city like it's supposed to be. So I'm about to just flood with this mixtape. When it drop, I'm giving it away with videos and freestyle videos. I'm giving it away. And I'm going to follow you up with a couple singles. And if you love what I'm doing, then I'll drop you that album. But I'm going to keep flooding, because Urban Survival is very strong. We real deep. So I can give you a ton of mixtapes, but I want to be able to make that Drake impact where my mixtape is so good that you got to go back and redo it so we can sell it, because everybody loves it. And it's possible to do it, because the artist is getting better. Hip-hop is far from dead. The young niggas right now are killing it. You know what I'm saying? You can talk shit about Drake. He sing and boo-woo-woo, but he makes hits, and he's getting money.
Yep.
And he's very good
at
what he do. And you can call him soft if you want to call him soft, but is you going to go to war with that nigga? Is you really going to go to war with him? So, you know, I love the Kendrick Lamars. I'm loving all of the music that I'm hearing right now. The West Coast is killing right now. The West Coast
definitely
is killing
no
right
doubt.
Now. You know what
hey.
I'm saying? So
sorry, go ahead, finish.
So I just appreciate and want to extend the gratitude for having me on. And y'all fellas have a blessed day. And for Urban Survival, I'm going to say 7.
Salute, man. We appreciate you calling in.
The show.
Yeah, man. Man, thanks for sharing with us.
Hey, Josh, really quick before Dollar Bill goes somewhere, that other guest in the queue is asking to be brought on because he knows Dollar Bill.
Who is it?
The other guest in the queue.
Hello. Peace.
Yeah, you're live. Go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from.
Judah Priest, Staten Island.
Yeah.
You already know.
What's going on, man?
Dollar, what's good, my G?
Man, how you feel out there?
Maintaining. I'm coming your way October 4th, G.
All right, where you going to be at?
I'm going to send you all the info. I got the flyer. I just got it in the queue.
You know what's a trip, Judah? We're going to come out to New York, too, in October, and we're probably going to end up filming with Free out there. And with Free Money.
Say no more.
So it only makes it right for us to put you on that cut, too, and when we film it out there in New York, it'll just be like picture perfect.
Man, you already know I'm on deck, G.
Yeah, that's perfect, man. Yeah, we got a video coming out with Free Murder pretty soon, too. It's just like a hood video called On Deck, you know, that he was on. So, but we about to come back with the round 2 and 3, you know, on the follow-up on that. You know, cause,
word,
you know,
word.
Keep
me in the loop. I'm with
you. Cleveland loves New York, you know what I mean?
You already.
Yes, sir. But how the family and stuff like that?
Everything, man. You know, keeping this grind up, man, you know. Taking it one step at a time, man. You know, thanks for the radio show for having me on tonight, man.
Absolutely.
And I get to connect with my brother. I didn't even expect this right here, G.
Right. That was crazy, man. Hey, shout out to E Boogie too, man. I'm coming on the show. You know, my daughter been taking me through a couple things, but we good. I'm coming on the show, E Boogie. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie, man.
Right.
You know, but it's good talking to you, bro.
You already, man. Stay connected.
All day long, you know, about that 7.
Salute.
Hey, make sure you email me the info, too.
Got you.
All right.
Yo, yo.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We live, man. Yeah, so let everybody know a little bit about you.
Man, well, y'all already know, man, it's the boy Judah Priest, man. Philadelphia, NYC. Protecting their records, Brooklyn Zoo representative, Wu-Tang. Y'all already know. What's good?
Man, that's where it's happening. So, do you got any shows coming up?
Man, yeah, you know, we lined a lot of stuff up right now, man. Like I said, man, I'm going out, coming out in the Cleveland area October 4th. You know, got to look at the information. I just got it today. Got a big show coming up with Coogee, me and Coogee Rap headlining out in the Poconos. You know what I mean? And, you know, hopefully this tour will be jumping off soon, you know?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing right there, man. Definitely. Definitely blessed.
Word.
Elias, you still on the line?
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask a couple questions.
So what's the next couple of things you got going on? Do you travel or do you stay, like, mainly local in your city?
Nah, man, I travel, man, worldwide.
That's what's up, man. That's what it is, man. You got to tell the people why you cannot stay in your city and think you're going to be like a superstar of your town or whatever.
I mean, first and foremost, you have to look at the mentality of the artist. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't go outside of their neighborhood. You know what I mean? Some people's not meant to be. Maybe they you know what I mean, their situation is just for that, I mean, for that, you know, local scene. You know what I mean? Everybody has big dreams, but, you know what I mean? We all ain't meant to, you know what I mean, go to the masses. But, you know what I'm saying, for those who do, you know what I'm saying, it's not only, you know what I'm saying, to get your name across, but, you know what I mean, spread your message, man. So, you know, like I tell a lot of artists a lot of times, man, is if you want to get into hip-hop, you know what I mean, what the music industry, your choice, you know what I mean, think big, you know what I mean, dream big. You never go for the small opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Take chances, man. Get out. Branch yourself out. I mean, the more you do that, the more people you want to meet, and the more people you meet, the better your opportunity.
No doubt, definitely. That was definitely a good answer.
Good answer.
So you got any up-and-coming projects?
my album, you know what, I just released the album, The Dark Ages, on August 24th, which is my birthday. You know, so right now, you know, it's moving. I mean, I'm already over 1,000. You know what I mean? Still, so I'm going to be grinding out with that for a while. It came out on Hellraiser's label, you know, Hellraiser from Sons of Man. His label is called Hellraiser Music. And also the side label was with my brother Buddha Monk from Brooklyn Zoo, you know what I mean? So it was like a lot of input, you know what I mean, from the Wu-Tang on the project, you know what I mean, to keep pushing that for like the next eight months to the year, you know what I mean, just keep it moving. Plus we got the 144 album, mixtape and album that's being worked on right now.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing, man. Definitely send us some music. Actually, somebody might have some music in the queue for you. I believe so.
Do we
have his music?
Yep,
okay.
Four tracks are loaded for him.
Okay,
I just wanted
cool.
to say, Judah, thank you for calling in. Absolutely, for taking the time out to do that, because I know you guys up in New York are always crazy busy. Do you work with Nimrod?
Yeah, I know Nimrod. I'm familiar with him. We actually put some work in together. So
yeah, I've not met him yet, but I've definitely done some networking with him earlier this year. He was trying to snag one of my artists. So, but I respect his grind, and he's a good dude. We've had some lengthy phone conversations, but you know, I just focused on my stuff. Who else are you grinding with out that way? Who have you been doing some work with?
I've been doing a lot of work. Let me again, as a Wu-Tang affiliate, I work with Hellraiser from Sons of Man.
Right.
I work with Cap. You know, my older brother's Buddha Monk again from Brooklyn Zoo, so I do a lot of work with him. Menace Obeezy from Brooklyn Zoo. Dark Helm B.I. Live from AIG/Fame Labs. Fest Teller, you know, from Staten Island. I know a lot of the brothers from Staten Island. I currently work with 144,000 Chosen Few, which is my team. You know, I work with Rain the Quiet Storm and, you know what I mean, just a whole host of other people. I mean, a lot of the people I work with is, again, Wu-Tang affiliates. I mean, some sort of facet. But, I mean, I'm the type of guy, like, you know, if anybody's just really dedicated to, to the movement as far as with music and everything, I mean, I never shy away, you know what I mean? You know, shout out to Lotus, you know, Dreddy Kruger, Mike Hands, or some other brothers that I work with.
Nice. So you're definitely, I know, you know, Wu-Tang, you all are a very close-knit family. So, but you're open to working with outsiders like Josh from YNC, who is hosting this show, or Elias the Prophet if they hit you up.
Right. You know, everything, you know, I mean, a lot of times I meet like a lot of people that help me at shows. You know, some people hit me up on the internet and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
I really, it's not just with music with me. I really like to get to know the individual to see where they at. You know what I'm saying? And you know, where can we meet in the middle? Like, you know, a lot of times everything ain't always about like, you know, like the business aspect. I really like to get to know people as far as one on one. It really take it from there. You know what I mean, the bad part about it, some people you can build relationships with, some people you have to treat as a business, you know.
Right.
Just because we know where hate to say, but where they at and where I'm at, and not saying that I'm bigger than anybody, is I'm really focused. You know what I mean? It's 24 hours a day with me.
We've had multiple discussions on OG's show on Wednesdays and stuff about, you know, the artists need to be treating their music more as a business. So, you know, I salute and commend you for, you know, being on that level and that grind in regards to your music, where most are just, you know, in it to do it or whatever, and they think that they're, you know, going to be the next Eminem or Jay-Z or whatever, and it's like, do you even know this business? So, you know,
man, I mean,
I think it's very important.
What it all comes down to, man, people look at where people is right now inside the music industry. You know what I mean? To think that, hey, you know what? They just got put on with no work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they just became this. You know what I mean? It took Eminem, you know what I mean, years. Matter of fact, he was Marshall Mathers before he became Eminem. He had to switch his name up. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
You know, I mean, to really get on and get, you know, Eminem was the lyrical version of Marshall Mathers. And that's what got started first, but he had to work. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
he was working with Kid Rock, you know. Even, I mean, you know, just anybody in general, man, a lot of people put in work. You know what I mean? It's all about your dedication and your grind, you know what I mean, to this art form. You know what I mean? It's really not just with this art form. It's with anything that you really do. How bad do you really want it and how hard of work you going to do for it?
Well, and I think the other thing that's really important, too, and I've recently had some discussions with some different people about it, is there are artists out there that are making music and they may have a buzz and they're making moves and their music is not up to par, but nobody's told them that because for whatever reason they have this buzz or this fan base, and but their music's not holding up to other stuff that's out there. And it's like, unfortunately, I'm the kind of person that if I don't like your music, I'm going to tell you your music's
right.
Crap. Go back to the studio. Go get a dictionary or a thesaurus or something and step your word game up and, you know, get me. I've got an artist right now that has phenomenal tracks, but they're not mixed and mastered. And he's like, well, you know, that it just wasn't in my budget. And I'm like, well, why do you have 6 tracks that are all, they're good tracks, but not a single one of them are mixed and mastered? Why wouldn't you focus on one? You know, and this was all before he's come under my management, and so of course now I have to give in new direction. But I mean, just dumb things like that, like why would you do that? So anyway, sorry. But
I mean,
you know,
I love talking
to people that have it together, you know what
I mean?
I mean, it just makes it more fun.
At the end of the day, man, people have to take away from self, you know what I'm saying? They have to be able to take criticism. Like, you know, I tell people, even when they buy CDs and albums and stuff from me, like, yo, it might not be your cup of tea, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, you know
mm-hmm.
what? Let me know what you don't like about it, you know what I'm saying? You have
right.
to be open, you know what I'm saying? You can't just take the good and leave out the bad. You have to be able to take the bad, you know what I'm saying, to better the good, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, everybody's not going to have the same
opinion. Feelings get hurt. Right,
You can't have, in this industry, you can't really have feelings because somebody's going to say or do something that you really don't like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying,
right.
Be a bitch about it, I mean, but what I'm saying is be your grown man or your grown woman, be able to take the criticism. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe in the long run, that criticism that somebody tells you is going to help you in the long run to go back to the drawing board. You know, I had plenty of people tell me, like, yo, Priest, I don't really bang with this right here. You know what I mean? Well, tell me what you like, you know what I mean? Tell me what you would have did different. I take notes and I go back to the drawing board. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, and that's even to the day, no matter with a Brooklyn Zoo, Protect Your Neck situation, a Wu-Tang Management situation, let me know as an artist because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'm here to put out the best music that I can. You know what I mean? I want everything
Absolutely.
To be well received.
Absolutely, and that's important. But back to that whole thing is that, you know, there comes a time when some of these artists need to just be told, yo, this isn't for you. Stop spending your money.
But at the end of the day, man, if you look at the state of hip-hop, man, it ain't too many artists out there really saying shit. And these artists is emulating what they see and hear on the radio. Like, it's dumbed down. Like, if you go back to the golden era,
right.
You know what I'm saying, the hip-hop, there was a message. It wasn't, man, if you got it from Wu-Tang, whether you got it from Poor Righteous Teachers, whether you got it from KRS, whether you got it from Big Daddy Kane, whether you got it from Rakim, so forth and so on. That was
mm-hmm.
music with a message and meaning. Nowadays, it's just popcorn, too, you know what I mean? Two-word syllables, hyphy. Trying to get crunk and all this other shit, like it don't make sense.
Right.
But that's what's being broadcast to these up-and-coming artists, and they think this is the stuff that they got to do to really get on. You know what I mean? And then when they emulate it, they emulating it wrong. And again, like you said, they don't have anybody to be sitting there and tell them, like, nah, don't do it like this. Don't, like, a lot. Let's be for real about it. When a lot of artists is inside the studio working on a song or an album, they don't have an A&R. They don't have somebody who's been a trained professional who's been in this for years. You know what I mean? That's why, you know what I mean, with what I do with every facet that I'm into, I'll send it out or I have somebody there who's been in the industry be like, yo, A&R this project for me. You know what I mean? But it goes back to the criticism. I mean, a person be able to take that criticism.
Okay. Yeah, I agree 100%. So you have some tracks in here.
Hey, Don, before you get to
let me
salute the homie real quick. Hey, okay. Judah Priest, salute to you. This is OG Mac Drama, man. It's an honor and a pleasure you being on our network, Talk to Our Hip Hop Radio, Let Them Talk with Josh. And I salute Protect Your Neck Records. Aisha, that's my homegirl right there. And I interviewed Young Dirty Bastard not too long ago. So what part of Shaolin you from? Are you staying?
Say that again. What part? The harbor.
Yeah.
I was in the harbor. I'm originally from Philly. I'm back in Philly as we speak. I just touched back down from up there. But
yeah,
that's where I stay at. Richmond Terrace.
I should walk in Philly on 69th and Old on West Oak Lane, but also you should walk in Shaolin, Richmond Terrace, New Brighton, Park Hill, all that.
I'll be out Arlington when I'm out there.
Oh,
I'm out,
okay.
I'm out Arlington.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a son from the Markham home up there in West Brighton. So anyway, saying y'all go hard. And I was telling people earlier, y'all team and the way y'all, I'm apart my manners, peace God, and the way you guys get down, it's a thorough testament that hip hop still lives with some of us. I salute you guys. That's all I want to say to you, homie.
Yeah, peace God.
All right.
Y'all there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened to OG. Elias, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
Oh, no, Josh,
okay.
I was done, so I just muted my mic, so, you know, it's your show. I'm just falling back.
Oh.
I just wanted to holler at the homie, that's all. Go ahead, brother. Peace.
Okay, so we got a couple tracks on the board for you, man. Which one would you like for us to play?
Which one? Y'all got God Flesh in there?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's the one, me and Hellraiser right there.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and bring it in.
You know, let me introduce the song, man. This is the first single off the Dark Ages album, entitled God's Flesh, featuring Hellraiser from Sons of Man, Ghetto Government Officials. So, hope y'all enjoy it.
Razor rubies, having razor. You know what I'm saying? My mind shine like Sirius. You know, a wise man came to me one day and told me, yo, Razor, you gotta be careful of the world, man. It's very deceitful, man. It's wickedness, and the wicked controls it. Yeah, God gave breath, the Lord, and man made flesh. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. Yeah, God gave breath, the Lord, and man made flesh. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. Yeah, repent in these days left, it might save the rest. God gave breath, the Lord, and man made flesh. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars, and all that ever came before was the thief and rob. Even kill, destroy, is still the birthright gave to Israel. We still holding on to Esau Hill, who became a cunning hunter, a man of the field. I remain a plain man since dwelling in tents. At my birth, God gifts like gold and frankincense.
Keep disciples to roll with the hell. At least 12, we drink water that's pure than Miriam's well. It seems me, love never fails. Yeah. It be us who frail. We the ones who wanted Christ on the cross with nails. Yeah. God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. The word was with God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. Yeah. God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. The word was with God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars.
They twist the seeds of Israel, how to rob us still. So I came with the knowledge, showed them how to build. And yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, cause thou art blessed. And most of these dudes is snakes in the grass. Judas Iscariot with a golden calf. Y'all been spiritually misled, and now the walking dead with no head. Your trials and tribulations were told in revelations. I was sent to free a nation before Satan's inauguration. Never hesitating, my words is blatant. The gift of life is elevation. Let's climb Razor's ladder to the heavens. Me and my brethren is Armageddon. These are the words of the Most High. I ride a die for Ananias till I touch the sky.
God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. The word was with God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. The word was with God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. Times hard under the stars. The world was with God and the world was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. God gave breath, the Lord and man made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. You know it's times hard under the stars. The world was with God and the world was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
Right there, that's
mm-hmm.
What's up, man. That's a good feel.
Well,
appreciate
that
track was straight hip hop, man. I love that track, man. I really enjoyed that, man. Especially what was that last loop at the end? What was that?
That was, I forgot what sample that was, man. But you know, that was the old school. You know what I mean? That track was produced by Dr. G, which is actually if you listen to the words, was the same words that Lauryn Hill was spitting on Nas's The World, If I Rule the World shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Man, you and Elias would actually sound good on a track, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
No, download that hip hop shit, man. Yeah, man, you have to shout out your information, man, so I can follow you and everything. We can link up.
You know, I just followed Joel on Twitter.
All right, no doubt. I'm going to look at my Twitter right now.
Yeah, I actually just followed back. I got you on that.
Word, and it's the same thing for Instagram. You know what I mean? Anybody with the Facebook information, it's facebook.com/officialJudahPriest.
Man, that's what's up, man, for real. We definitely appreciate you calling in, man, and taking the time out of your day, for real, man. It means a lot.
Man, I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for having a show, I mean, that still can give people voices, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. That's what it's all about.
So, you know, definitely. It's been
all right,
been a
man.
Blessing,
have a
man.
Good night.
All right, man. Y'all too, man. Peace.
All right. Thank you.
Stay blessed, man.
Man, I like that nice hip-hop feel right there, man. That was a good feel.
It's that good
757.
Feel,
you're live.
What it is.
State your name and where you calling from.
It's your boy, Younger Faster from Portsmouth, Virginia, holding it down. You know what I do.
The VA in the building, man. That's what's good.
We hailing live, you know what I mean? But you know me, I've been all up and down the whole East Coast, you know what I mean? So I represent the P to the P from Portsmouth all the way to Providence, Rhode Island.
Man, so how's the hip-hop scene in VA right now?
Oh, man, the hip-hop scene is, Virginia is really, like, mainly a Christian place, you know what I mean? If you're not really talking about doing, like, Christian music, they're not really trying to hear what you're talking about, you know what I mean? So it's a fight every day. Every day it's a fight. We out here trying to hit these clubs, out here trying to do some promotion. I'm actually trying to shoot a video this Saturday, you know what I mean, to the new music that's about to come out on iTunes and Amazon worldwide. I just got a distribution deal with DPMG Urban, you know what I mean? So that's what we about to go. That's what I'm about to get into, do that, do a couple of photo shoots, you know what I mean? Plus I ran into some bad things, so I might have to sit down for a little bit. But other than that, I mean, we're trying to keep our head up.
Definitely. So you feel like hip-hop and VA right now, they don't want to let you in the door because, you know, what do you think? Cussing? I mean, what do you think?
I think it's more of the life. I mean, people
curse. The lifestyle?
Yeah, people curse, but at the same time, I can give you a track with no cursing. I mean, that's
exactly.
Nothing to me because it's eloquent. I mean, it's life. At one moment, you in the streets, you got to be that street person. Next moment, you can be at church. I mean, next moment, you can be at court. Next moment, you can be at school with your kids. You can't be that same street person in the street. So, I mean, just like you changing life, my music changes. I mean, I give you my life. I mean, so that's my editor and everything is my life. I mean, so you hard now, you might not be hard all the time. I mean, every situation calls for a different status. So that's why I give them a music. But at the same time, in Virginia, it's mainly hip hop. I mean, I think that is mainly what it is. Mainly everybody out here that's getting more gigs in Virginia are R&B singers or gospel singers. If you got a voice, you're getting a gig. They got Uno out here, is a restaurant. You eat, you can go there and perform, but they don't hire nobody with R&B acts.
Right.
So, it's a struggle every day, you know what I mean, trying to get out there as a rap artist, hip-hop artist, you know what I mean, on the scene because everything is mainly either you're dancing or you're singing. Rap, what? I don't know why you really want to hear that. That's how they act out here in Virginia.
Wow. You know, where do you think, in your honest opinion, is the best place to do shows at?
In Virginia?
No, just like anywhere worldwide. What is your take on doing a show anywhere? Where do you feel like everybody's going to respect you personally?
Oh, wow. If I'm looking for people to respect me on doing shows, it's Coliseums. That's my main goal. I mean, I want to perform at Coliseums. I want to walk in the door and there's 50,000 people out there screaming and yelling. And when I start rapping my music, we're rapping my music. We're jamming. Everybody's dancing to my vibe. I mean, because that's all I'm giving you. I write everything that I do. I mean, even most of my R&B hooks, I write those. I just get somebody else to sing them. But I do most of all my writing, so I try to give y'all my feel, so y'all always in my zone when you listen to my music. But yeah, that's basically my place is Coliseums. Definitely. The Hampton Coliseum out here, Scope, football fields.
I mean, like, what have you did shows at?
What have I done shows at? I did shows at nightclubs, basically, family reunions. It's basically, that's it, nightclubs, family reunions, on the street. I'm the type of person that
anywhere.
Would go on the street, get my music out there, and draw a crowd. Next thing you know, we probably trying to do it every week until the police shut us down because they say we ain't got a permit.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yep, I do that. My last big show was Shockers with the Explosion Tour. I mean, that was my last one out here in Virginia. But I did a lot of big shows in Maryland, and what do they call that? Club One, the Brewery, Santana, Club Fishhead Cantina. There's been a lot of places out there. Did a couple of shows in Rhode Island, Maine, New York, Connecticut. A couple places out there. I've been traveling, trying to get my name out there. I'm trying to get down south.
That's what you got to do, man. Just stay consistent. That's the best thing in the world, you know. Because once you don't stay consistent with it, man, people just stop caring about what you're putting out.
Yeah, and I was just talking to somebody else, a distributor, and one of my promoters. About because I got into a little bit of trouble. I mean, I can't really go into the details because the case ain't settled yet, and we're trying to beat the charges. But it's not really looking good on the other hand, so I might have to sit down and do some time. So I'm trying to figure out now because I'm not well-known, you know what I mean, and I'm not really out there like that. I don't have a lot of people, you know what I mean. I only got like 5,000 fans to keep my name popping while I'm out there, so our main focus now is doing videos, doing photo shoots, doing this music. So if I'm gone, while I'm gone, y'all are still getting new stuff from me. You know what I mean? You're still getting new videos put on Vivo. You know what I mean? You get new music put on iTunes, Amazon. You can download something off your Nokia phone. Hit me on your Nokia phone. On your music search engine, you'll pull me up, Young Assassin.
Right.
You know what I mean? So on September 16th, you'll be able to do all that. Going worldwide with everything.
Yeah, man. For instance, Gucci, man. Look how many mixtapes he's putting out, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I read that, and I was like, what? Yo, and that made me even want to get more.
Unbelievable. Like
yes,
that man
crazy.
Puts in work. Real shit, man. He puts in work. Like,
yes.
Regardless.
It's on that Tupac level. You know what I mean? And that's
like
that's
literally, dog.
No,
he doesn't stop, man. I like honestly, he that's probably all he does, man. Is just rap.
Yeah. When it comes to putting out music, I say like on the Tupac level, because what Tupac been dead for who knows how long, and you still can hear new music, shit you never heard, and you're like,
yeah,
what the fuck, yo, this dude. And when he was speaking, when he was alive, he said he write all the time. He'll write a song and he needs to go to the studio. Know what I mean? He'd be in the car writing. I'm part of writing. Then he just writes songs all the time. So I try to do that when I got time. Know what I mean? Come to find out, that's a hard thing to do when you got you got a lot of shit to do. That's a hard thing to do. People think that's just easy, just sitting there writing all the time. Nah, you can't. Know what I mean? I got kids. I got a house. I got to work. Know what I mean? I got to bring money in. Know what I mean? I can't just write all the time. But I get it in as much as I can.
Definitely, man. Hey, Double D, check your email. Double D, please check your email.
Oh, yes.
I'm
going to need y'all to hit me up on my Twitter at YAAKAVA. And please give me y'all email so I can give y'all these new songs that's coming out on iTunes and Twitter. You know what I mean? So y'all can have an exclusive version of it so y'all can drop y'all's. You know what I mean? I don't want y'all to miss out on that.
Oh, definitely, no doubt, man. We definitely got to hear it. Elias, you got any questions?
I was just listening because, man, like, I actually wanted to actually move down to Virginia because I have a lot of family down in Newport News, man. I wanted to hear about the whole hip-hop scene down there, man. I just want to make sure it was the right move, you know what I mean?
Bad news. I'm telling you like this, man. Just like everywhere, everybody wants to be a rapper. You know what I mean? So everywhere you go, you're going to find people that want to rap. You might go to do a show, and most of the fans are rappers. So wherever you go, the whole thing is being outstanding enough and creative enough to capture a rapper. You know what I mean? It's like being in the same business, trying to sell somebody in the same business the same thing. So that's the challenge. I mean, so I work on that every day, and to grab the attention of the people that's doing the same thing you do, that's the accomplishment to me, to make them want to listen to your music and make them want to take an album home and play it. I mean, that's the fight, to make the rappers that want to be rappers want to listen to you. But other than that, though, man, Virginia is not that bad. You know what I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it at all. Between most of it's really music. You know what I mean, they want to hear singing. Besides that, the taxes here are killer, You can get in a fight right on the street, and they suspend your license.
Damn.
Yeah. This is Virginia. I mean, they, it's Commonwealth. They make their own laws up. They really don't give a fuck about y'all. They don't give a fuck about nobody on these streets. They'll lock you up, throw away the key. They really don't care. Now, I mean, Virginia's real cold hard. There's no help. Like a lot of government assistance. If you go to try to ask for it, nobody's really leading the way. Know what I mean? If you don't know already, that's your fault. You better meet somebody in the street that knows something to teach you something, because they're not going to teach you nothing. There's no help out here. Know what I mean? The people that got businesses and are trying to help the little man that want to make him a business, that's going to school and doing it, there's no help. Know what I mean? So if
which
you don't know nobody.
Which is the reason for you guys to come together as one, as a unit, as a village, and help each other. Don't depend on the government. Government ain't there to help you.
With grants and stuff like that, if you want a grant, I mean, I just say government assistance. Most people think of welfare, but well, I mean, like grants. If you go into college and you want grants, if your teachers is not.
I don't need a government for a grant. There's too many scholarships out there for everybody. There's a scholarship if you got a purple nose. You just got to research and know where to look for it. That's all.
You know what? You are right, yo, because I got somebody that just got a letter in the mail saying.
Being a black man in America has not stopped me from getting what I wanted. I don't believe in that. I don't need the government. Because if I want it, I'm going to make it happen. It's called being active.
That's what I'm talking about. If you got that drive and that push, man, you can come here and you can make it happen. But at the same time, with that being said, nobody's going to help you. Now, I mean, even with it coming with anything, nobody's going to give you no assistance, because you can't do everything on your own. You're going to need to, it's like trading. You need to trade somebody if you didn't have nothing like back in the day. They did trading to get things.
You know,
now it's spending money.
You know who's supposed to help you? Your family, your religious organization, and who else am I thinking of? That's just about it. Your family, church, synagogue, a mosque belongs to.
It's not like that out here, man. It's not like that out here, man. There's no family help out here. This is a dog
get
world.
Get active. You seem like a leader. You seem like a thought speaker. You seem like someone who's about it. It will never happen if no one decides not to initiate it. Let me tell you something. It wouldn't be no Bristol Mafia if I didn't decide to get down and make it happen. Free Guwah.
All day. I respect that all day. Now, I mean, I get out here and I grind all day. I try to bring people together. I let people know, network, all this. But at the end of the day, when you finish teaching and you giving them all, they go right back into their same groove. It's like trying to teach an old dog new tricks.
Let me tell you, it's a fighting battle,
you know what I mean? But I'm not going to quit. I'm just letting you know. It's
that we know each other. Yeah, it's OG Mac Jama. We know each other. Let me tell you
Salute.
Something. Let me tell you, but back to you, man. Enough respect, you know, peace and everything. But let me tell you something. This is how I operate. When I do my show and I run this international label management company, consulting company, radio network, I'm not doing it to get famous and all that. I was already famous before I got into the business. This Google OG Mac drama. That's why I'm in the position I'm at. I do this because there's somebody. One person who's going to learn from me, connect from me, and it's going to help them become better and more productive in life. That's why. So if there's only one person you make a difference to, your life is worth living. You feel me?
That's all day.
If you don't change somebody's life while you're on the planet, you should never have been born.
With that being said,
for the better, of course. You know,
all day.
This ain't power talk. This is let them talk. So go ahead. This is your platform. I'm listening, bro.
Oh, man, you know I respect you all day and your ideas and your thoughts and your ways. Know what I mean, I take everybody's ways in. Know what I mean, I'm still looking for that one. Know what I mean, who knows? That one might be my son at the end of the day. Know what I mean, so I can do is kick out what I know. Know what I mean, if somebody can kick out something that they might know, and it might help me in the end of the day when I'm trying to teach somebody something. So I love knowledge. You give it to me because you can never learn, stop learning. Know what I mean. Every day you learn something new. If you don't, then you need to go back and look at what your day was about.
Exactly.
Definitely. No doubt, man. We definitely appreciate your thoughts, man, and opening up to the people and stuff, you know?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, I'm an outgoing person. Know what I mean, I talk to anybody. Know what I mean, I'm not about too much drama. I'm all about let's smile, have fun, and let's make things happen. Definitely about this money. That's what So we can make things happen over here. It's things to get done. Know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I'm just telling you everybody all that to let you know, don't forget the grind for you. Know what I mean? Don't
exactly.
Always look out for help. Make sure you grind for you. That was it all falling down to the sum. That was my body, now I'm closing it. Don't forget to do for you. Know what I mean? At the end of the day, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, and when you're in the room by yourself, remember, there's nobody there with you. It's just you. Know what I mean? So all the fight is inside you. You got to fight every day for what you want, and even yourself, my G, or nobody else will. That's Young Assassin, and I stand by that message.
Man, that's real talk right there, man. So,
you got to give it to them 100. I mean, or they ain't going to respect you at all.
Definitely. Let everybody know where to follow you at.
Oh, man, y'all definitely can hit me up on Twitter at YAAKAVA. You can hit me up on Facebook under facebook.com/YoungAidAssassin. You can Google me, Young Aid Assassin, Young Assassin Music. You can find me. I'm anywhere, everywhere. Know what I mean? Don't be scared. Don't be scared to contact me. Reach out to me. I talk to everybody. Know what I mean? It might take me a little bit of time, but I'm going to get to you. I talk to everybody, answer all questions, and I'm cool with everybody. Know what I mean? So reach out. Talk to me. Definitely check out the music. iTunes, Amazon, wherever you want to go, I'm going to be there. It's dropping 16th of this month. So what we got? Five, four more days, something like that. And the 16th is here, and Young Assassins worldwide, nationwide, y'all hit me up, y'all look me up, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely going to get with y'all. Don't forget to give me that email so I can get y'all this new music.
Got you, man. Got you.
Because I know y'all got one.
We appreciate
on time,
you,
right?
Man, calling in.
All day, man. Y'all know what it is, man. OG, E. Y'all definitely know what it is, know what I mean? I show love. This is the station. If everybody's not, if y'all got a phone and y'all ain't doing nothing around this time, y'all need to tune in, listen in. This is good information, good music, underground indie. This is what I'm talking about. This is what makes me keep moving. People like y'all is looking out for us little people. Know what I mean? This is the help I'm talking about.
Hey, make sure you stay on the line, man, because somebody will pull you in the green room and give you an email, all right?
All right, that's what it is.
I'm always on the line,
man. I be here until my phone hang up on its own.
Oh, good luck, man. Thanks.
That's what it is, man. Salute. Y'all know what it is.
Salute.
All out, got that money on the table. Independent, you would think we signed with a major label. All out, we got these bitches shaking ass broke. Nigga, you look like you need some cash with your stash. You all out, and you know we got that smoke. If you hit it one time, it's gon' put you in the zone. All out,
got liquor and bitches, they wanna come with us, take pictures. Killing this slow, got a body to beat, and you know that I'm chasing them figures.
Walk up in the spot, I'ma take it all. She might've came with you, but she knows I ball. When we leave the club, she gon' give me a call. Tats on her body, say, give me it all. Don't walk up in the club with your girl, Or you gon' lead a club without your girl, out your girl. That makes sense, I got this, I'm too fly, you're basic, I've been on, you fell off, I live good, we made it, make this song go number one, turn up in the club, we gon' have some fun, popping these bottles, chilling with models, doing my thing, just look what I done, Westie on the come up, motion marijuana, wanna, hoes ain't loyal, they thirsty, sleeping with the team, you dirty. A trick ain't nothing but a trick, trick. Bitch ain't nothing but a bitch, bitch. Try to use me for the money. Instead she got that dick, got that dick. Cause we in this bitch. All out, got that money on the table. Independent, you would think we signed with a major label. All out, we got these bitches shaking ass, bro. Nigga, you look like you need some cash. Where your statue? All out. And you know we got that smoke. If you hit it one time, it's gon' put you in the zone. All out.
Got liquor and bitches, they wanna come with us, take pictures. Killing the slow, got a body that beat
in the
club. I'm chasing like 50 cents. I gave your bitch my dick, every inch. Like, hold up, B Mills, what time you finna show up? Slow sick, I'ma make you bitches throw up. I'm throwing money on the floor, pick my dog. Wait, wait, hold up. I run no MCG throat. I give this bitch some play, so you just call me the D-Coach. I hit them once and put them out. I treat them just like D-Ropes. I'd rather count this money and smoke Indo with my Negroes. Got, man, I'ma need a drumline. Chop till sunshine. And I got niggas playing gun crimes. Try to run up on me, little nigga, like it's fun time. Duck, these nigga, I was born there. One day, I'ma never form there. All you little bitches getting born here, I'll be fucking way better bitches in my 20 years.
All out, got that money on the table. Independent, you would think we signed with a major label. All out,
we got these bitches shaking ass, broke. Nigga, you look like you need some cash. Where your statue?
All out, and you know we got that smoke. If you hit it one time, it's gon' put you in the zone. All out.
Got liquor and bitches, they wanna come with us, take pictures. Killing the slow, got a body to beat, and you know that I'm chasing them figures.
Let them talk, radio, man. We live. We back at it, man. That 304 number, man. Go ahead and state your name and where you calling from.
Yo, what's up, man?
Go ahead
and
state your
name. It's Stu Jones. What's happening,
dog? What's going on, man? You live on the air.
You already know what it is, bro. I'm just chilling right now, man. Just got that workout in, you know what I mean? Shout out to you, though. Shout out YNC, you know what I mean? Shout out Josh. See you doing it. That was a hot song, man. All I wanted to do was call in and give respect, man. That was hot. That all out.
Yeah, dog. What I need from you, man, is I need you to email me some of your music, man, so I could bless you on the station, you know?
You already know, dog. I can most definitely do that. Appreciate it, my dude.
Definitely, man. Thanks, so what's man. Up with you, man? You got a mixtape you working on or something?
Yeah, dog. Just trying to finish up this mixtape, you know what I mean, with the homies on Round Off. And I'm trying to get on another track with you and put you on the mixtape too, man. That would be much appreciated, dog.
What you got going on, man? Like, what's the mixtape called?
Oh, dog, I'm trying to call that the GF Effect. And I mean, by me, G, I mean God, you know what I mean? You got to represent,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? You got to keep this spiritual vibe and the positive vibe, you know what I mean? Most definitely the cast out there, you could definitely do your thing. Chase your dreams. You can definitely keep God in the mix, though, and stay positive, you know what I mean? That's all I'm trying to do is teach the youth that.
So definitely, you got to, man. I just seen your show you did, man, on the internet just recently, man. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was in Steubenville, Ohio, man, and I was actually rapping at this church called Tower of Power, and it was Pastor Everett, he's a real cool dude, man. He's always in the hood, and he's always showing much love to people and just trying to inspire them and trying to, like, show them to have a better life, man. Very inspirational, man, and just an intricate part of what God got going on around here. And it's just showing love to people, man. It was just fun just to get up on stage and represent and also to show love for people in my area and also just uplift them, man. That's all I was really trying to do, dog. And it was definitely accomplished, and I felt good about it, you know?
Definitely, man. Hey, look at you. You getting real, real professional with them speeches, man. Look like you've been practicing or something.
Oh, you heard
you should have hustled you, man. You got real with it, man. You ended it perfect, man. I was like, wow.
Appreciate it, dog, man. I got good people around me. Got good people like you around me, dog. We all help each other. You know how it is. Learning from the best.
Oh, no doubt. You no doubt, man. I appreciate you, man. Are you gonna come to that show tomorrow?
I'm definitely trying to come through that show, but like I hit you earlier, I told you I got the wallet lost, the license in there, everything.
Oh, well, I got you, man. Don't even trip on the getting in, dog. I can get you in, man.
Oh, then you already know we in there then.
Yeah, we in there, man. All the way, dog. And I'd like for you to bring your new songs down, man, and maybe bless us and perform.
You already know, dog. I appreciate that and appreciate the opportunity, though, family.
Oh, you already know, man. Anytime. But we got some people coming down from Cleveland. We got a good bit of people, man. It's gonna be a dope show.
Oh, for real. Everybody must definitely come through at the Steel Mill, though. You know what I mean? Martins Ferry, Ohio. If you want to hear some different type music, hear some reggae fusion with some rap, you know what I mean? Hear some hot freestyles. Whatever you want to hear, we're going to have it, you know what I mean?
Joe Jones is going to give you that deal that you need, man. He's going to give you that flavor.
100, bro, always.
So you ain't too tired to kick a little freestyle tonight, are you?
Oh, boy, I just hit that run. Where your boy Elias at? He on the air?
Oh, yeah, matter of fact, Elias got off. I'm going to be honest with you. He got off. He said he's too tired, so. Yeah,
oh,
he got off,
man.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to him, man. We know he's working and stuff. And
oh, most definitely. Got to do that. Shout out to him. Real talk. You already know.
Yeah,
it's something
definitely.
Like that.
Man, I'm trying to hear you rap about. I'm gonna give you a couple topics, man. I'm trying to have you rap about Mac Drama, 1017 Brick Squad, and fuck it, we gonna throw a Double D in there too. Rap about Double D.
They wanna ask me if I'ma spit that about Mac, so you know how I feel come through the trap, plus I'm spitting crack. These other types is talking, but I know that they whack. I'm bringing it back like the 80s, feel me? Yeah. And you could say that's 1017, cause they just getting yaddy green, like they money filling me, but I just do it for my man G.O.D. So I'm the young king, and Mac, yeah, that's part of the team. That's family, leadership, you know we out here getting it. We gifted like Christmas, and yeah, the flow, we just dismantled it. Double D, you could say that she a fine shawty, but understand she got the priorities, yeah, in order to see. So if you just want to just come over here to water see, understand we spitting out here, spitting dumb, call it retarded see. Way we do the game, we just killing it for these lanes, and they really just can't see us because we about to make a change. It's yeah, a movement, and we popping off like some missiles, popping off like some pistols. Homie, just catch an issue with you, why do? Understand we moving like some cars, and we going hard, knocking flows out the puck like Barry Bonds. And understand I'm staying strong. Bench pressing hip-hop, I do it in my dog. Ask about my laws, so I'm just giving you yaddy words, spitting metaphors and verbs. Understand kicking these haters down to the curb. What you really done heard? Spitting these metaphors, I'm so ill. Spitting it like a sickness, step on yaddy real. Sliding through the trap, just something just like an ill. 1017, that 10, that 17. Understand we perfect like heaven, I know because we get the blessings. From the 1G, I'm not talking about no reverend, I'm talking Holy Trinity. He really just got me, you see. And understand nobody gon' stop me, you see. Knock the beat out like my name was Rocky, you see. Marciano, Prom Panto. Understand I blow that conja, put through it for my father. I'm a survivor, going harder, home grower. I ain't tryna put my paper in nobody's pockets, boy, I done told ya. Understand, I don't need nobody to tell me that I'm the man. Understand, I get the plan. You say I'm just tatted, man. Read, yeah, the body. Read me something like a book. I ain't never been no hater. Mean, I never been no crook. You can holler at me with NW 3613 Grand Street. Running every day, you see, like a marathon. Understand, movement after movement, we killing this. Understand the track, we didn't abuse it. Holla at the boy, and I'm sad.
Hey, my man, Spitz snapping on him.
Yeah,
hey,
know, bro,
you got a talent, man. You got a
Thank
special
you,
talent, man. To where you can freestyle, man. And you know what's crazy, dog, is you don't even write. You tell me you can't write, but I believe you can write.
I don't know, bro. I'm going to need you to help me bring that out because, woo, my writing skills is whack. But freestyling, I got a little gift, and I'm thankful for that, man. Most definitely glory to God.
Man, that's unbelievable, man. It's like a flip, but I believe, man, I believe you could write some crazy stuff. If you could spit off the top of your head just about anything and just go wild, then I believe you can write for sure.
Thank you, bro. Hopefully I can let the spirit lead me for right, you know. That would be most great. I'm going to have to chill, though, most definitely, and try to get in the zone and stuff. Because sometimes I'll just be, my mind be everywhere, you know what I mean? That's why I like freestyling.
Yeah, man, you worry too you can much, relate. Man. That's what it is.
100,
much.
Though. You're right. So
Mac
you're an inspirational speaker and a rapper.
You.
What's up, bro?
Mac Drama actually wants to say something to you.
What's up, Mac? What's going on, my brother?
Mac.
Yeah.
He was just saying that he wanted to say something.
I was saying I wanted to make an emergency announcement. Folks, the sponsors and the owners of this network need to interrupt the program to bring you a special announcement. Fucking faggot Ravens are kicking the Steelers' ass. I'm mad.
<That's all>. Yeah, wow.
Well, what's going on,
Steelers,
I mean, what's going on, though, personally? Oh, yeah, Rachel said, ooh, Stu killed that. That was sick.
That's what's up, fam. Good look. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Stu, you still go hard, Stu. Hey, Stu, you know I'm waiting to sign you. So.
I know Mac will try to just get everything in priority. You know what I mean? I'm trying to build up a little bit of following, so I give you something to work with.
Y'all
I know you
know,
can make.
Well, y'all know I asked to sign this man 3 months ago, and I'm still waiting. And he got the position with 1017 when he's ready.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, Mac. For real, that's love, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate
Jones,
all y'all, man.
1017.
That sounds beautiful to me.
And that's gonna be your Twitter, Stu Jones 1017.
I need to make it. I need to start working with Josh more so he can help me get on my grind so I can be 1017 representative, you know?
You're right there in West Virginia in Willie with a master right there. Josh, the master of his craft, man. Get with him, bro.
Yes, sir.
Man, Stu, but tell the people where they can follow you at.
Man, you already know you can follow the boy on Facebook, you know what I mean? Stu Jones, just put Stu Jones, STEW. And then SJones906 on the Instagram or the Twitter, you know what I mean? Just hit me up. I'm down to earth, man. I talk to anybody.
Have tracks?
What's that?
I was trying to find out if he actually had tracks.
Yeah, he has songs recorded, but I believe he left them at the studio. So he's going to have to email us and stuff.
I made four in one night the other day, and I just left them in the studio. So when I get them all the way, ad-libbed and everything, I'm going to definitely send them to Josh. Next radio show, we could definitely rock them if that's cool with y'all. Thank you.
Well, my question is are you a Christian hip-hop artist?
I definitely am, but at the same time, I rap at all types of different places, you know what I mean? And
I'm not concerned about where you rap at. I want to know if your music is Christian hip-hop and rap.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you need to send your tracks to me as well because we do Gospel Hip-Hop Sundays on this network at 6 o'clock.
If Josh uploads them, they're going to be available to everybody. It's the same board.
I understand that.
I think what Dawn's trying to get at is she wants to interview you. That's what she's getting.
100.
Well,
that would be awesome.
I could do that. I could do that, too. So, anyways, get your music sent over so I can make sure it's on the lineup for Sunday's show.
Sounds good. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Stu Jones.
Hey, appreciate the love, y'all. 100.
Let him talk radio, man. Yeah, man, I'll see you tomorrow, bro.
All right, bro, see you tomorrow. Let's get it, man. Let him talk. Rock it.
All right, y'all. Welcome
to sleep, Josh.
Yes, sir. Man, that's my man, Stu Jones, right there, man. Definitely a blessing for him to call in, man. That was good talking to him. He's a great dude, man, a great artist, man. I wish him the best, all the success in the world, man. Shout out to him. 818, you're live on Let Him Talk Radio. Go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from.
What up, fam? This is Grizzly Lil Cub. I'm calling from Burbank, California.
Oh, what's happening, Grizzy?
I'm just chilling, man. Been working, been doing some stuff. What you been up to, man?
Oh, man, just steady, busy in the studio working, you know, late nights, like always.
I feel you on that.
But, yeah, man, let us know a little bit about what's going on, what you got coming up.
Man, so far, we just dropped the 818 Takeover mixtape on Dat Piff for 1017 Mac Drama Records. I'm a Christian hip-hop artist with Mac, and we're working on a new project now coming out 2015. And behind this one, we're going to put a lot of preparation, get some merchandise, get a lot of different stuff going. That way it'd be like not really an album, but it'll have album quality. That way when you download the track, you get merchandise, you get shows, you get all this to go along with the track. That way it'll keep the fans interested. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. No doubt, man. So yeah, actually, we got some tracks on the board for you, man. What do you want us to play for you?
Oh, man, let's drop Rolling. That's the newest track. And you'll be the second top star show that I drop it on, man.
Well, let's get it, man.
All right, this is Rolling, produced by my boy DJ Mojo out of Charlotte. I hope y'all enjoy this. This is my first feature. Let's do it.
Mojo. Mojo. Hey,
burning, Lord, my flesh be burning.
Okay.
When I go out in these streets, see my sin and keep on splurging. About time someone speak up,
because
we got youngins here learning what a threesome is embedding. Being engaged of importance, get up on the mic and start roaring. God can beat all his corn.
And what?
Send the son to die for our sins, so we trust in Christ and keep throwing. Lust is more than sex, it's that thing that seems to hone in the light, the flame throwing. Ash can catch it all if he really want my dad, want my God, the unknown. Up all night like I'm Conan. Confessing Christ, Lord, I'm throwing all the strength that I thought I had, cause in you I find some control.
Know it, own it.
Satan's now just stoning.
Hey,
use the love given from God and be eyes and live for Christ, Lord, and boldly. Holy moly, guacamole, buenos noches, Jesus taught me to use the word of God, bring the pain to my opponents. We see that it's a war, no Sharingan on me, homie. Wrap myself in Jesus' arms, when them thoughts think that they own me, Jesus own me. We've been bought and paid for, his blood only. If we rap or sing, we true, we gon' show up as a phony. Silly wabbit, won't you wanna one with Christ and worship holy? When his life is said and done, there's no running from him, homie. Hey,
listen up, man, we got something to say to you.
Okay.
Listen up, we got something to say to you.
Okay.
Listen up, we got something to say to you.
Okay.
Listen up, we got something to say to you.
We waiting, the battlefield waiting. Murk off these Simpson with no hesitation. They're making me fool, but all this persuasion. Jesus our Lord is still kicking like Cajun. Forget who you are, forget who you banging. Trumpet will blast, this who we singing. Death will be judged, the world will come caving. Lord of our Lords is still here for the raining. Hey, ain't no falling down. You don't know who you talking about. You don't know who you calling out. My God, Jack Biden, turn them out. Make you his without a single doubt. Put in work without a single sound. Piercing demons with verbal sounds. So give you lust and watch him knock it out. Rough him up and then box him down. Abba G, Demba, this the lone. 55, they can't take him down. He said we all can die, but Christ got the crown. This real life, we don't play around. Lust and death, they gon' pound for pound. You got a choice when the whistle sounds. To fight for God to be taken down.
Okay, listen up, man, we got something to say to you. Listen up, we got something to say to you. Listen up, we got something to say to you. Listen up, we got something to say to you.
Then we'll like fade it out after I say that. But I guess I gotta go back and just double that.
Yeah, Let Them Talk Radio, man. That's exclusive right there, man. Hey, that was a dope track, man. Definitely salute to you on that.
Appreciate that, fam. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I like that joint. Go ahead and shout out all your information.
All right, man. You guys can find me on Reverb Nation, DatPiff, and Twitter under Grizzly Lil Cub. Again, I'm a Christian hip-hop artist signed to 1017 Mac Drama Records. And you can also find me on BSM1017.com. It's official now, man.
Salute, man.
No doubt, man. No doubt. It just came in to show some love as well, man. Stop by this week. See what you've been up to. Hop it up.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, no doubt. Anytime, man. You take care, bro. All
right. You too. Stay blessed.
For sure. You too, man.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and hit the lines, man. 614. Go ahead and state your name.
It's Skeezy, man. It's popping.
What's happening, man? How you feeling, Skeezy?
Man, I'm feeling good. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man. I'm hanging in there, dog. So, yeah, man, let us know a little bit about you, man. Like, I know that you was talking crazy the other night, man. I don't know if it was a bad day. I don't know what was going on, but, man, I don't ever want to hear you talk like that, dog.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know, man. It was just a bad day, man, but I smoked the L and I came to my senses, man.
Yeah, man. You was talking crazy, man. I mean, I would actually love to see you come down to the show tomorrow night, man. That would be dope.
Yeah, you know, I'll be trying to get down there, man, but I'm going to be down there soon, bro, for sure. I'm going to be down there soon, real soon.
Yeah, man, no doubt, man, because, you know, we trying to hear what you got going on, man. We're trying to hear some new music. We're trying to hear that mixtape, man. That's what I'm really trying to hear.
Man, I'm going to have it, man. I've been grinding, man, working my nonstop, man. It don't stop, man, and I got some good stuff in store for everybody. At the next day, about to be in fire.
What's the mixtape called?
Libra Dreams.
Oh, okay.
It's dropping October 14th. That's on my birthday, and I'm a Libra, so I had to drop it on my birthday. You feel me?
Oh, man, that's a beautiful thing right there, man. Well, you know I got to check that out, man. I got to hear some tune, man. I need some new hot records, man. But we actually do got a couple records in the queue for you, my man, so... You know, it's only right that we bless you, man. We about to, first we're going to go with that free meat, man. We're going to go with that free meat meal.
Free meat meals, man.
So let's go into it, man. Go ahead and bring it in.
All right, man. This is a little track off my mixtape. I decided just to drop it. It's called Free Meat Freestyle. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Free that nigga for me. And I do this shit for me. I'ma live a legacy. You gon' see. Yeah. I got my shit together. I'm on that shit wherever. I say killing shit. I'm on a different level. I'm hockey iced out. Like a red devil. With a pipe out. I'm a dead devil. I don't play nice, so you better play right. Chopper half a nigga froze like space freight. On the block, I got it locked like a cage fight. Before I leave, I'm just trying to get my bread right. Yeah, I'm riding out. When it's war time, they be hiding out. Cause it's showtime. I got a chip on my shoulder and I ain't never scared. Click got them hollow tips, they hitting everywhere. Niggas getting hella air. My shit don't ever gel. Make you niggas dip set. I got you on that killer camp. Wildin', I don't give a damn. You talking shit, he in the ground. Blowing loud by the pound. Yeah, that boy blowing down. Walk up with a bad bitch and she ain't got no makeup. Getting to the money, I ain't living like the Lakers. Cause I ain't have a dad. But I got a dream. And I ain't had no rolling. But I got a beam. Tryna lead the hood, make it to the magazine. But if he say he want it, I'ma serve him on the scene. Just show me my opponent, bet I wipe his head clean. I'm the nigga that be on it, yeah, sure they do his thing. Yeah, nigga, I gotta be on.
on that. Hone that loud pad, let me roll that. Smoke that, dope that, niggas know that. Click, clack, take shots like a Kodak. Get shit, set your face like a Prozac. Pay a man when the bulls wanna throw that. Well, you better pay up if you owe that. Start running your house up with a dough at. I just stay going hard, and they stay bumping my shit. Yeah, even virgin bitches trying to come and fuck with this. Yeah, I know my time coming, I'ma be 50 rich. And ain't no turning back, I'm all in, this is it. Got money on my mind, got time on my wrist. Stay strapped up with that nine, got Romo in his fist. Yeah, life is a bitch, then you gotta take off. My niggas coming with them sticks like a fucking face off. I'm up all night, I'm whipping all white. Niggas said he wanted, we hitting on sight. But I don't fight, cause my niggas got a K for that. Spray with that, leave a couple holes in your base cap. I ain't a PS3, so I don't play that. Mac, have a nigga planking, he gon' lay flat. Yeah, that drum roll, he gotta stand and know. In the kitchen whipping bird to his pigeon toe. He call me Mr. Cola, he know I got the coke. And yeah, I got the Yola, it's coming off the boat. And if they fall off, I bet them bitches float. Hot the water clean, like a bar of soap. Yeah, the people praise me, but I ain't the Pope. So nigga, let's do it, you know I'm fit to go. Whoa.
No fresh prints, but I'm fucking with the banks. Ride around dirty with my buddy on my way. Talking that shit, got a 100 in the clip. Like I waited 6 weeks, I'm back in this bitch. Like a crying baby, got a bottle on the way. No Chris Brown, take a bottle to the face. Stay turned up, nigga, that's every day. Bless rolled up, niggas hitting that head. Damn, Skizzy right, he's got the new shit. Just to go dumb, I'm in exclusive. Yeah, I'm back better than I ever been. I'ma show these niggas who the truth is. 100 nigga hit a proof is. But really, I ain't even gotta prove shit, dude. Smoke that high when I feel my load. Shorty get me top, pussy slap it like Joe. Tryna get me tired, wanna kick it like Bo. Tryna stay the night, but I'm making like no. Already hit it twice, so I'm making like go. Bad ready, and they got me blowing that smoke. Young nigga, move that dope. Move it fast, Hussein Bolt. On your march, get ready, let's go. No flex zone, but a nigga flex hard. Bad bitch with me in a double X, bruh. I'm killing this shit, I'm just doing my job. I'm going real hard, and I'm taking it all. I'm really tryna live that lifestyle. I'm grinding for that shit, like right now. Scope on the chopper, laying right down. No flow around, spinning right round. Attitude cocky, nigga bike down. They don't flex on us cause they know better. Shitting on these niggas, I don't know better. No broccoli, but I get cheddar. No flex zone, but I just flexed out. Bad red bone in her back ass out. Got a lot of money, nigga, fuck that job. Got a lot of drugs, go move it in the couch.
No flex zone. No flex zone. They know better. They know better. No flex zone. No flex.
Attitude cock.
YNC, what up, Jay Nice?
Got Josie here with me. Walk in the club, about to turn up.
Turn
VIP
up.
With my niggas, about to roll up.
Roll
taking
up.
Shots to the face, can't stand up. Can't hold my mans up. My nigga, I'm slump, 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 slump. My nigga, I'm slump, 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 slump. Yeah, this nigga got me drunk, drunk, drunk. Drunk, 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 drunk. I swear, nigga, slump, 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 slump. I swear, nigga,
I swear a nigga slump. Yes. I do it just how I do it. I do it just how I want. Uh-huh. Real niggas in the back, bad bitches in the front. VIP popping bottles, smoking on the Dutch. Niggas think they stuntin'. Okay, listen up. Like a Milwaukee draft pick, I'm getting extra bucks.
Get it.
Shot to the face, Ciroc gets faceless.
Zoning, rolling.
Feel like I'm in a matrix. Like I don't want the food no more. I'm getting wasted. Drink in my hand, but I don't want waste it. Swear I'm about to pass out. I'm about to be a patient. Straight up in ER, like that nigga went hard.
One shot.
One shot. Two shot,
two shot,
three shot,
three shot,
four shot,
four shot,
five shot,
five shot,
six shot,
six shot,
seven shot. Oh fuck it, I take the bottle.
Walk in the club, about to turn up.
Turn
VIP
up.
With my niggas, about to roll up.
Roll
taking
up.
Shots to the face, can't stand up.
Can't hold my mans up.
My nigga, I'm slump, 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 slump. My nigga, I'm slump, 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 slump. Yeah, this nigga got me drunk.
Walk in the club, I'ma buy it all.
Buy it all.
Chick so bad, I don't need no draws. The way that she be moving got me turned on. I just wanna beat it up, girl, come on. What you tryna do tonight? I'm just tryna screw tonight. Drink down a bottle, got her spilling all right. She got me feeling tipsy, sweater got him dizzy. I ain't seen you in a while, I can tell that you miss me. There's a party going on, that's me. I grand hustle flow, I be moving like T.I. Had to bring the squad, we so deep, you see. I ain't playing with these boys, you should know. I had to do it.
One shot, one shot, two shot,
two shot,
three shot,
three shot,
four shot,
four shot,
five shot,
five shot,
six shot,
six shot,
seven shot.
Oh fuck it, I take the bottle.
Walk in the club, about to turn up.
Turn
VIP
up.
With my niggas, about to roll up.
Roll
taking
up.
Shots to the face, can't stand up.
Can't hold my mans up.
My nigga, I'm slump, 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 slump. My nigga, I'm slump, 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 slump. Yeah, this nigga got me drunk.
That shit's tight, boy. Dog, man. I definitely want to salute you, man. You know, you're a real talented dude, man. So keep it going, man. Have faith.
No doubt, for sure, for sure.
Dog, that's why I had to bless you, man. I had to do three tracks back to back, man. So, you know, I hope that made you feel a little better.
Yeah, man, I just been going at it, man. Actually been helping out with the music. I ain't wrote, like, four new songs since the other day. Like, it's crazy, like.
Yeah, man,
and
the best thing about it is, if you got something on your mind, man, just let me know, man. You know I'm here for you, so you can hit my line anytime, man.
Word up.
Yeah, definitely, dog. I'm here for you, so. Just keep your head up, man, and just write about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Write about what's going on in your life, because that definitely helps.
Oh, yeah, it helps a lot. It helps a hell of a lot.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing in the world, man, because you got a gift, man. You have a voice and you got lyrics, so, you know, use them to your ability, man, and a lot of people's going to feel it. Even if they didn't go through it, they're going to feel your pain, man. They're going to know exactly what's going on with you.
Hell yeah, word up. You gotta put that out there, man. Got to think quick.
Yeah, for sure. But definitely go ahead and shout out all your information, man, where to follow you at.
Follow me on Twitter at CZSKIEEZY614. That's Twitter. And Instagram, SKIEEZYIMDATNIGGA. Facebook. Type in CDC, I'll pop up SKIEEZYSTREETZ. You know what I'm saying? SoundCloud, Skeezy Streets, Reverb Nation, Skeezy Streets, you know what I'm saying? But it's Skeezy, though. I got to change that, though. I dropped the street, so it's just Skeezy now. It's been just
Skeezy,
dog. You know
I see that, man, you got your stuff on point now, man. It looks like you've been practicing.
Oh yeah, man. I've been
You've been practicing how to speak about, you know, where to follow you and everything, man. I like that.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to fire dress in so many ways.
Definitely, dog. Well, if you need anything, man, just holler at me. All right, I'm one phone call away.
What up, homie? Shout out YNC. You know, OG Mac Drama. Let 'em Talk Radio. E-Buggy, you know what I'm saying? Elijah the Prophet. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to come on in and get that birthday party popping next month. So.
Well, let's get it, man. Let's schedule this day and let's make it happen.
Let's get it.
All right, my man. Be safe out there.
All right, man. All right, God bless.
All right, you too. Man, we got OG Mac Dramas. Man, we got a couple special requests. OG Mac Drama, let's get into it, man. We're going to go ahead and hit him with that Ramar Big Thing.
Now we doing Big Thing.
Now we doing Big Thing.
I just customized a variety, posing for photos like paparazzi, hitting notes like paparazzi in the hotel lobby. Yeah, the lines on my ride are so fine, cause that's Speedy Farina on the design. Ferrari under the hood, yeah, I'm so misunderstood. Under the underground, that mean I'm under the hood. If you wonder what's good, big house with three cars in the garage and a pool, but it can disappear just like a mirage. In the Oasis, laying tracks down at the salt mine, waiting for the day that Cali break off at the fault line. Then the West Coast is all mine, and I'm ready, willing, and able to hold it down, cause it's our time. Sweatshop, and we got many witnesses, doing big things, me, we come with big finishes. It's just me and my constituents, and we running this shit like multi-million dollar businesses.
To my mom and pops, I love y'all to death. To my baby girl, you know you the best. To my best friends, y'all know the reason. No, we ain't a dream, and the team is believing. Cause now we do a big thing.
Now we do a big thing.
Now we do a big thing.
When it comes to my life, you know I do it big. International businesses, yeah, we doing it. We show improving it, they say that I'm improving it. The game, big things, no way that I'm losing it. You look confused as shit, losing your grip. About to slip, let it loose, we do it big, so get used to it. With big trips, cruise ships, big whips, and I'm cruising it. With big jewelry, it's so ridiculous, involved in tomfoolery. And that's the truth to me, I'm bringing hip-hop back to what it used to be. Rob Maul, hot bars spoken truthfully. And honestly, that's the proof to me. And ain't no fool because there's nothing you can do to me. And big things can come in small sizes, and it's the small things that can be the big surprise.
To my mama pops, I love y'all to death. To my baby girl, you know you the best. To my family friends, y'all know the reason.
Let them talk. Let's get it. Mac Drama. DJ Mac Drama. Let's go.
Mojo on the track.
S-I-T-T-A-Z-E-N. Running to my God, cause he saved us from the end. Up for the gentlemen's club, we know they want us to fall, but God gave us the love. Some of them came in their ball,
Came here that fuck, said we gon' get you a guy to show these women some love. Hear what we saying, for God's word in rotation. That when them girlies approaching, you let them know you ain't playing. And when them thoughts start approaching, man, you just done them like Satan. Thoughts start approaching, man, you just done them like Satan. We saying villains and rebels, we learn love. Teaching the city about love. Rapping and praying, don't make mistakes. A mistake and my God will murder all Satan, so man up. Straight for your heart with real love. Dripping with passion, so soak up. Mama been telling me, don't let them touch you. Come taught me, my God was one for us, so one's us. What you saying, cuz? Tired of seeing these little thugs.
What you saying, cuz?
Time is young and step up.
What you saying, cuz?
God is great, take the 818, prepare us for war and step up. I'm one piece of dirt, you one piece of dirt. That's one thing we made from. We all have a heart, we all need love. I don't care what part you from.
S-I-T-T-A-Z-E-N. Running to my God, cuz he saved us from the end.
Don't tell me nothing, don't tell me nothing, God'll make a way. Change your heart, boy, change your heart, it could all be gone today. Why you worry about tomorrow, we'll be in it for the day. Worry about the show, we'll be in it for a pay. Why you worry about the snow, we'll be only getting rain. It'll be raining on your soul, say goodbye to all your pain. Never ever looking back, the speed in this race. Love all on the map, thanking God for his grace. 818 on full attack, all up in the 818. You're not in it for God, man, you about to lose your place. Not safe, back at it, light being shows the name of the plan. Don't matter if you out there selling all of them grams. Uncle Sam, no man, stopping his plans, cause he's taking back everything that rose. Send me out, go, we all playing some roles. Learn God was the truth at the end of my road. Got faith in Christ, don't need me your phone. Cause when it's time to go, I know he'll show me where to go. I'm one piece of dirt, you one piece of dirt. One thing we made from. We all have a heart, we all need love. I don't care what part you from.
S-I-T-T-A-Z-E-N. Running to my God, cause he saved us from the end.
Let them talk radio. You already know, man. We're going to go ahead and go into the line. 646.
Yo, yo, what it do? Josh from YNC. What up, bud?
What's going on, Lex K? How you feeling, man?
Man, grinding. I mean, trying to make shit happen. Plotting on my next move.
Let us know about you meeting Jack Thriller, man. How was that experience?
So I went there, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't too many people auditioning, but it was like 20, 25 of us or whatever. And we just sat around, chill, wait for your turn. And then when it was your turn to go up, you're in an audition in front of like some big, well-known people, like Shady 45 was in the building, fucking Jack Thriller, all type of celebrities and shit. And good fucking ears, important people, man. Basically, what you're doing, when you walk into that audition, you're walking in the motherfucking with the lions, my G. Like, every little thing you do, from the way you spit to your lyrics to everything, yo, they gonna get you for that shit. Like, that shit is no joke, man. You're stepping in there, like I said, with lions. So you gotta bring your A-plus game, 100%, you know what I mean? So them dudes wasn't playing. I didn't get picked, you know what I mean? I wasn't that upset. I just brushed it off and I keep going. That was like 2 weeks ago. And, yeah, dudes ain't playing around, man. Like, that shit is real tough to get into that shit, man. Real tough.
Yeah. So what'd you learn from it?
What I learned from it, I guess perfection. They're just looking for perfection, you know what I mean? And for some people, maybe rap is not for them, you know what I mean? Or maybe some people, you just brush it off, and I mean, me, I just took it like, fuck it, I got to go back to the lab, back to the booth, and just better myself and all these little mistakes and try to do it all over again, you know what I mean? Like I said,
I like that really strict, man.
Really, really, really strict, you know what I mean? So,
but, I like that attitude.
Yeah, man, so I'm grinding. I got 2 mixtapes ready to go. I got 1 mixtape with my boy Swiss. I just had a meeting with my boy CEO Reem last night. Shout out to Talk That Ish Radio, The Matrix Studios. Pretty big, well-known music radio show in the BX, you know what I mean? So he heard some of the joints me and my boy Swiss had, and he kind of liked it. So he wanted, like, he wants to host it and put it on his show and put us in the right direction, you know what I mean? So once I find out exactly what's good with that, you know, I'm going to call in and keep you informed with everything, you know what I mean? Because if that shit don't come out, I still got my own motherfucking mixtape ready to go. So I got a lot of music. Plus, I got my single coming. So I'm just waiting for the right time, you know what I mean? Just to drop a bomb on them, you know? But I've been grinding.
Drop that flex bomb on them.
Huh?
And drop that flex bomb on them.
Yeah, man, drop that bomb, you know what I mean? So I'm just waiting patiently and just trying to make things
man,
happen.
Man,
but
I'm glad you really went to the audition,
to the,
man,
the,
16
yeah,
or
yeah,
better.
Yeah, audition, yeah. That shit, it was real shit, man. It was really set up nice, you know what I mean?
Do you know who actually got picked?
I know a couple of them. Like five or six of them got picked. My boy, Brand New got picked. And my other boy, shit, I forgot his name. What the fuck, what's the name he went by? I think his name was Burners. I think he got picked, my man Burners. You know what I mean? Shout out to my YoungMikeyTV.com. They was in the building, you know what I mean? So they had a showcase that night also, right after the 16 or better, like 2 hours later in BK. So I done that. I went to the auditions. Went all the way from Brooklyn to the Bronx in a damn train, my nigga. Changed real quick and shot right back up to Brooklyn for the showcase.
So
you know
how did they do personally the audition? Did you waited? Did they put on a random beat or did you know the beat?
Nah. You waited. You waited for quite some time. You waited outside. You waited inside. You know what I mean? So the way they did it, they like choose people in like groups, like five at a time.
Right.
And what you do when it's about your time to go in, they call you, right? You're waiting outside to go in. They call you, go in, and you just spit bars in front of, like, 20 people. Like I said, you have Shady 45 over there. You have some big people, you know what I mean? That could get you places.
But what I'm saying to you is, did you know the beat, or did you just go in there, they put on a beat, and then you just attack it straight?
Nah,
from.
That's the thing, Josh. It was no beat. Nigga, it was a mic. There was some camera.
Oh, that's it?
No beat, you just spit
that shit raw, huh?
That's it. You know what I mean?
Okay,
you know what?
Okay.
You know what was messed up, man? It was crazy
that
the shit I had on my mind the whole time to spit for them, I changed it up at the last second and said, let me spit this. So I changed it up and I spit another verse instead of the verse that I had in my mind the whole time to spit, you know? And then that night when I went to the showcase, Jack Thriller was there, you know, the 16 or better people. They heard me spit with a beat, what I was going to spit, and they're like, what the hell? Why didn't you spit that at the 16 or better? Why didn't you spit that? You would have got picked. They like, I'm surprised they didn't pick you, you know? But like I said, Josh, they want perfection. Like, they're not just listening to lyrics. They're looking at your style, your swag, how you spit it, your lyrics, everything, my nigga. Like, it was
it's a good
look,
man.
Real
for real. So really, how it really matched out is you spit it a cappella.
Yeah.
If they fuck with it, you're in. What
Correct.
Happens after that? Do they schedule a different date and they do the
video
or?
Yeah. They did it on September 7th. They did a live taping of the Cypher. T-Rex was hosting it and Murder Mook. Matt Hopper was there. And I believe it should be up by now. I'm going to holler at my peoples, you know, like where to see the Cypher and all that. So it should be up. I'm not sure. But once I get all the info, I'm going to holler at you. You know, we talk on Facebook all the time. So I'll let you
Definitely.
Know, you know what I mean? And Yeah, but a couple of my people
stopped there. I'm just very interested in it because, you know, I could tell that it's pretty serious, and I just wanted to know how they really work it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's kind of big. The thing is, like, you go in there, spit a cappella, and you just keep going until they stop you. You just keep going until they stop you. You know what I mean? Me, they stop me after, like, a couple of bars, and I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? So you just go in there and just spit until they say stop. And, if they
and
like,
then they schedule a date if you're in, and then what do? Do they give you a beat, or do you spit another a cappella?
No, I think they give you a beat, and you got to get ready to spit your bars to that beat.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. But at the 16 or better cipher, there's definitely beat. There's definitely a beat while y'all spitting.
Definitely. That's what's up, man.
You know, definitely, man.
Keep pushing,
because
that's a good look, man. It's a good look. Yeah, definitely. That definitely gets your foot in the door, man. And
yeah, definitely, man.
I'm just glad I could at least help something, man. You know, like,
yeah.
I know it didn't go the way you planned it, but, you know, I did help, you know, something.
Yeah. You don't want to put me onto that. And since you put me onto that shit's fucking blowing out here, my name. That shit's starting to blow, like, you know what I mean? Y'all could spit a 16?
Definitely.
I could spit a 16 real quick?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, I wrote this, like, yesterday. Hold on
1 second. Hey, Double D, right. Check your email. All right, we're ready.
Hey, let me spit something real quick, man. Like, it's for this joint I wrote. It's called My Way. All right, yo, you hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, yo. Yeah, I just want a blessing five. You know that the Lex arrived. Coming with a chick, fucking crazy. Yo, she on my side. Cause shorty looking sick, I can swear. Yo, she caught my eye. You could take the magnum from the hip, but couldn't take my prize. You can take anything. I'm doing shit my damn self. I don't need no damn help. Quit messing with a man's wealth. Waiting for my time, straight magazines on the damn shelf. Trying to swim in money, the champion like Michael Phelps. Look at all these bars, a fucking genius, I'm something else. And if it's wrestling, I'm fucking champ and I hold the belt. Never gave a fuck on how a bitch or a hoe felt. Never bought your opinion, yo, you know well, yelp. I just want to stunt, give a fuck, do a show. Got bitches to the hoes, steady keep it on the low. So you know they put their hands on their penis so it grow. They're working with their tongue, jerking back and then, oh. Feeling that?
Definitely, man. I definitely feel like you got better, man. Ever since that, for real, on the real, man.
Yeah.
Ever since that cipher, I feel like they taught you something, man.
Yeah. They taught me a lot, man.
You stepped your game up, real shit, man. I'm proud of you, man. You stepped your game up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I did. Even my stage performance is getting better. But yo, like. And I mean, yo, they stopped me. Yo, I didn't even get to spit five bars, my nigga. I'm like, yo, what the?
What?
Yeah, I swear to God, man. This is wild.
So you went in there, man. You didn't even get five bars?
Nah, I got like 5-6 bars. That's it.
Ooh.
I don't know what they were thinking, but I must have chose the wrong verse. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's wild, man. That's unreal. At least I figured they at least let you get at least 10.
At least, yeah. 12. 15. Yeah, but I don't know what they were looking for that night, but I don't know, man. It's all good, though. Like you said, it only made me better, man. Bounce back, that's it, man.
You know what? Keep grinding, dog, because I can tell you're getting better, man, and really
you
learn from it. Go back and attack it, man. Don't stop, that's what I'm doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Go back at it, man. Like,
if they see that you're serious, bro.
And you got better and your craft, you took it serious and went, man.
Tell you, that's what I'm doing. Like,
real talk.
Like, yo,
what happened with Michael Jordan, man? He got
cut. Yeah.
You feel me, man? His high school year got cut.
Yeah, he did.
That's the greatest basketball player to ever play, man. You feel me? Like,
definitely.
It doesn't matter about that. It matters what you're going to do with it next.
Yeah, so it matters
what you're going to do next. Because if you just quit and lay the cards down, then that's what they're going to take you as, a joke.
Yeah, I think I recall with Michael Jordan, like, 1 year he was on the college basketball team on the bench. The next year he came back, he was the most valuable player. Some shit like that. I remember about.
That's what I'm saying,
Jordan,
man. It's,
you know,
like,
I mean? Like,
it's like at the end of the day, that's how you gotta think of it, man. That's
definitely.
That's
Josh,
how this industry is, man. There's
right.
a lot of snakes in this motherfucker, and there's
a lot
of phony people. There's so many like fake people in this industry that you don't even know who to trust, man. Don't get me wrong, Jack Dillon, he's a real dude, though. You know what I mean?
He'll
tell you the truth.
He's cool. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a cool-ass dude, man. He'll tell you the truth, man. But,
yeah, Jack is great.
You know, at least he ain't, like, poem faking and being like, oh, you're the greatest, man, you know. And,
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, but when I left, what Jack said, I see you next time. I see you at the next one, he says, simply.
That's it, man. That's all you got to do, man. Get prepared.
Yeah, man, like, I got a lot of music, man, just trying to drop the bomb, that's it.
Yeah, man, that's what's good. But salute to you, man, and
thank you, go ahead and shout out
all your social media.
Okay, my social media, I'm on Instagram. Instagram is LexK2914, that's LexK2914. We got Twitter. Twitter is Rappale, RAPPALE. Of course, my Facebook is LexK, LEX, space IK. Producers, if you want to send beats, Gmail is LEXKAY35@gmail.com. Get at me. BX, baby, New York.
Dog, hey, you killed that, man, with that introduction. You sounded professional on giving your info, man.
I'm ready, man. Told you, man. I got my
You're ready.
On. Yeah, man.
Keep it on, man. Don't turn
Let's
it
get
off.
It, Josh.
Salute to you,
Yo,
bro. Good luck.
All right, one more question. When the mixtape drops, son, to let them talk, Monique.
Actually, the Let Them Talk mixtape is done. Actually, we're getting copies, man.
Wow.
Everything pressed. And we're going to start going city to city, man.
Wow. City to city.
Actually, our next move is we're hitting Atlanta, and then we're hitting Miami. We're hitting Miami. So,
KLB,
and then we'll probably swing back over to New York, man.
To New York, yeah. That shit don't help.
Man, I love to get out to LA as well. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff in store, man.
Definitely, man. I'm proud of you guys, man. Y'all doing big things, man, and it shows too.
Hey, man, thanks.
Nah, man.
We really appreciate it. We appreciate the support, man. And anytime, man, you got new music, man, you already know we'll play
for
you.
Oh, of course.
So.
Yeah, you'll get it really soon. Really, really soon, Josh.
But, man, it's nice talking to you, man, for sure.
All right, man. Shout out, man. YNC, Let Him Talk Radio, OG Mac Drama, Airpiece, True to Life. Everybody, man, have a good night. And I'll talk to you, Josh. I'll holler at you.
You too, my man.
I'm a
G1,
yo. All right, dog.
That's Lex K right there, ladies and gentlemen. Dawn, Miss Double D.
What's good, Josh?
Did you check your email?
For Dollar Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
All Piss Music's already uploaded.
Okay, thank you. We're actually going to pull him up. Dollar Bill.
What's going on, Sham? I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, she got the music uploaded, so we'll go check out here.
This is one of our artists on the label. Go ahead.
Ashley, Dawn, you want to go into them? If you can?
I can do that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, Dollar Bill, it's up to you, man. We'll play all of them, man, so... Just let us know what track you want to go first.
It's a cut called Grind. It's from my dude, one of the artists on our label named D187. It's called Grind. And his mixtape was hosted by Big Hef, which is like one of the nerd DJs. Yeah, so.
We know who Hef is.
Yeah, he's a real solid artist, too. Hell of an artist.
Okay,
the track said it was
featuring JC.
No, featuring JC, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, you want to bring it in?
Yep, this is Grind by D187. Urban Survival Entertainment, the deepest label in Ohio. About that seven.
This is Big Half. I'm checking in once again, man. This is D187. This is the One Man Army mixtape. It's going down. It's going in. I want to send a motherfucking special invitation. I want to say welcome to Cleveland. This is new Cleveland. This is a new regime. This is a new takeover. D187, let's go.
Like it's no tomorrow. Grind so I never had to beg or borrow. Grind so I never had to nickel a dime. Grind like I never had a nickel a dime. I grind, trying to pay these dues. Grind like a nigga got nothing to lose. Grind at the same speed as a supersonic. The way I grind is to show you that I really want it. I grind like it's 96 and I'm on Tarkenton with 90 bricks. I grind like it's 99, and I'm on Broadway with 10 bales of pine. One man army on a mission, my ambition so fulfilling. If you feel it, put your hands up to the ceiling. If you with it, we can get it, we can break it, we can split it, we can take it, we can make it, we can bag it, we can flip it. I grind. Perfect. I paint a perfect picture, I deliver literature, and this my scripture. I belong at the top like a light fixture. You don't wanna feel the wrath or get caught in the mixture. The gift, the curse, the hustle, the grind. I hate you and I love you at the same damn time. The dollars, the bills, the money, the signs. The ladder I can climb cause I'm with you with the rhyme. I grind like it's 2003. A little nigga on his way to be an OG. I grind like it's 2009. And you would never understand a nigga of my kind. One man army on a mission, my ambition so fulfilling. If you feel it, put your hands up to the ceiling. If you with it, we can get it, we can break it, we can split it, we can take it, we can make it, we can bag it, we can flip it. I grind.
Yeah, let them talk radio. You already know, man. This your host, Josh from YNC. We're going to get into the next joint. Which song do you want to play next?
You can, let me see. Talk About Money. It's something like, called like Talk About Money with D187 and Mr. Take a Flick from Urban Survival.
Yeah, man, I like that. I like that joint, man. That was a hot record right there, so.
Yeah, solid little cut. It ain't bad at all, you know what I'm saying? But we got
definitely.
Under our, we got over 20 artists under our label, so we got a bunch of killers, man.
Oh, that's what's up, man, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Double D.
Good.
You ready to spit it?
I'm. Did you say spit or spin?
That's terrible.
You ready to spit it?
I got some bars to spit, but I will spin this next track.
Well, we're going to hear your bars after these tracks.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I have to go find them. I have a ghostwriter, you know. All right, here we go.
We don't need you to go to prison, all right?
Do what?
We don't need you to go to prison for them bars.
Whatever. All right, here we go.
Step in. It's Mr. Take a Flick. Step in. She don't really like me. Like my money. Like my money. She don't really like me. Don't really like
Fun, you know, on us.
Oh, yeah, y'all don't get it twisted. This is the homie.
That's right.
I mean, he's the enemy in football, but he's a brother in music.
All day long, my brother. Brother in life. Brother in life, but football is separate. You know what I'm saying? That's separate.
Football ain't life. Football is my God.
Right.
That's
what
I'm saying.
I tell everybody, I say, look, holler at me during basketball season. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. There you go. Until then, I am grouchy, rude, mean, and evil.
Right.
Unless I'm winning.
Because Cleveland about to bring the pain on basketball. Everybody know we about to bring the pain.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are.
Yeah. It's going to be a fucking
But still give up to my Phoenix Suns. Salute.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Salute all day. You know, they got the right name, Suns. You know, so we with that. You know what I'm saying? I got
Lakers can kiss an old witch's booty.
Man, they going through some things out there in L.A., you know. I got a couple good people out there in L.A. Shout out to my dude Desmond Peterson out there making tracks for, like, some heavy hitters out there, you know. He's a guy from Cleveland. Paid his dude.
You know, I live in Phoenix, so half the people here are from L.A., and I'm from Seattle, but my roots are Pittsburgh, so I'm all mixed.
Oh, man, you got gumbo going on. You cool, though.
Yeah.
You know, so it's always nice talking to some good people, though, at the end of the day. You know, and it's about that. You know, it's about being friends before anything. I can't even do business with you if we ain't cool.
Hey, business is about relationships. There you go.
There you go. At the end of the day, I was just preaching that to the crew, you know, because I represent a lot of people. I represent about 70 people behind me. And
I like what y'all got going on in Cleveland. It seems in Cleveland y'all work more in unity than any other city I know, except maybe Charlotte.
Nah, that's bull crap. That's the problem here. There's no unity in Cleveland.
It seems like y'all go hard, though.
Yeah, we go hard. Now, it's a lot of us that go hard. Some very talented artists in Cleveland. But that's one of the reasons why I started the label and made it as big as I did, because it was to unify a lot of artists together. I'm the first, you know, we're the first crew that ever did that besides, you know, Bone Thugs, of course. Shout out to Bone on the respect.
Yeah, them homies right there.
All day long. So ever since then, there was no other crew that unified itself. But Urban Survival being on this with the flag and all of that stuff, it's a good selling pitch. So, you know, it worked out. You know, we got a lot of talented artists on our label.
Well, I salute your movement, man, because it's solidarity, and that's what's happening, and it's a team. And that's the only way to make it anyway.
That's right. And without, you know, guys like you, you know, gentlemen like you, wise men like you, and other people in the industry, I wouldn't be able to do it, or we wouldn't be able to do it. You know, so I appreciate it.
It's likewise. We work off each other. We feed off each other. We support and compliment each other. You know, without people like you, we wouldn't be able to survive, so.
There you go. You know, that, and I appreciate that from your end, too. And I'm going to shoot you a couple of nice little MCs on you guys' shows, too. You know, it's not just me, but I just was breaking the ice, you know, introducing the world.
Hey, we ready for you, dollar. I've been waiting on you for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
you're
coming up, but I ain't never interviewed none of your team.
Yeah, exactly. So I just didn't want the guys to be online for 2-3 hours. You know, people get impatient. I got patience, but, you know, I know the game, though. So, you know, that's all it was, make sure we was cool, and then I'm going to bring them on in, though, because, you know, they ready anyway, though.
Oh, yeah, I bet they're a dollar. Salute to Shaq Richardson from Pittsburgh. He just followed me. Squad.
He said squad. You silly, man. You know, so that, everything's good, though, my friend. I can't wait to come out there and kick it with you and sit back and, you know, get something good to eat, a couple of jokes, stuff like that.
Well, I want to come to Cleveland and wear my black and yellow and pride, too.
Nah, that ain't going to happen, you know.
I'm going to have a Steeler turban on just for that. Watch.
You said a Steeler turban.
I'm going to have one made.
Hey, Mac, we got to get your record first, right?
Go ahead. Right. You know, but
what record, Josh?
That record, man. We're going to see how y'all do at the end of the year, man.
Oh, we're talking about the killer record. Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, Josh, you're from Willing, so you better be a Steeler fan. You 40
wow.
minutes
from Oh, wow.
It don't sound like he's no Steeler fan, my brother.
Yeah,
it better be.
It doesn't sound like it. But anyways, let's go into this music, man. We got to hear this new hot shit.
Right.
Hey, folks, this is the last day this is the last day Let Him Talk Radio will air on this network.
All right, I'll take your word for that. But guess what?
You know I'm joking.
1017 Brick Square is mine. Remember that. All right, we ready to do this. I'm telling you, he gave me the label. That's what y'all don't understand.
And drunk, Josh. That does not
matter. Listen, he was drunk, but still, it doesn't matter. When he said it's mine, it's mine. Like,
don't tell me y'all better.
You know,
was that live on the air?
See, because if you think about it, if you're drunk, sometimes you tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you say stuff and. You know, he gave it to me. What can I say? It's mine. I'll tell the truth. It's mine now, so what can I say? I say a lot of stuff. Matt's working for me now.
Oh, my gosh.
What size turban you wear, Josh? What size turban do you wear?
What?
What size turban do you wear?
What size turban? You work for me, so I can wear what I want.
I got to give a big shout out to Technoid. I am a technician. I am a technician. I am a technician. Technoid.
Yeah. Right.
That's my nigga right there.
Yeah, shout out to Technoid, man.
All day long.
All right, let's get into them tracks, Double D, please, and thank you.
How you get that?
Let's go. D187 on the 87 on the 87. She likes to get low, take it to the flow. Oh, bounce it on the table, swing it on the pole. Oh, that's your main bitch, so she my bottom hoe. Show a little dough, she do it like a pro. She do it, like a pro. She do it, she do it like a pro. Do it like a pro. Do it like a pro. This my bottom bitch, and her name Trix. She on the pole doing tricks. For the tricks, my bitch in the crazy horse where the men lust it. Yo bitch in the peekaboo, she busted and disgusted. My other bitch in Akron, she working club escape. Doing lap dances and looking for a next date. Raving out in Minna at the Petticoat Junction. Topless for them dollars just to help a nigga function. Over at executives is where my bitch Alexis is. Her sexiness to keep your head spinning like a Pegasus. Diamond make a booty clap. Paradise a thick bitch. Candy do a little change. Porsche trying to get rich. Passion got a pussy pierce. Destiny a dirty rat. Precious acting little fierce. Baby got a 100 tats. So show a little dough. And they ready to go. No need to keep it on the low. They do it like a pro.
Radio, man, we back at it. And Mel Drama.
Yes, sir.
I got somebody special for you tonight.
Oh, my mic is still on? Damn, I'm eating and shit. Open
caller, go ahead and speak. Go ahead and state your name.
It's Lauren, OG. I told him to tell you stop whining and wasting your Obama phone minutes whining about them Steelers.
Lucy, no. Hello, my Chinese lily flower. Can I have a fortune cookie?
Yeah. Go mess with me in the damn chat room, always with that Chinese food shit.
so you don't like the Steelers?
I am actually not a spectator of any sport per se.
Because I just, you are in the shadow of Pittsburgh. You are in the ink of Pittsburgh. How dare you say anything about the Steelers in a negative connotation? If I was there, I would chop your head off.
Listen. I will take your house and feed it to my little mans.
I can't get over the Obama phone shit since Dawn first said that. I'm sorry. That shit's hilarious.
Listen,
hey, Matt. From Obama phone to Obama computer, everything Obama.
Hey, Matt, you're a pimp right now. You got two girls, man.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
John,
hold on.
Listen,
you got Double D, you got Lauren.
Hey, John, you said right now? Hey, hold on, you said right now? Excuse me. Check my resume. What did I tell Dollar? I am originally from the 206. That Seattle's in the mix. We're the west from the northwest with the finesse. It's all about pimping and pantry, my friend. Okay. Now I've always been a pimp, Chuck.
Oh gosh, with them 19 kids, I know you're pimping something.
You're crazy.
He hustling tested.
And it definitely ain't the Steelers. You ain't pimping the Steelers, so.
Oh no, I'm not.
Bears.
I just not a spectator. Never been much.
Actually, I used to date a Steeler wife, but I can't tell you which one.
Do tell.
Not only that, but I know what everybody else don't know. Okay, I know a little bit about Mac Drama. A lot of people don't know, but I'm not gonna say nothing.
this man is a celebrity himself.
All right, well, I'm going to have to
with
buy
a celebrity. With a celebrity. He's got a celebrity baby making history behind him.
Josh, phone off the motherfucking door.
And there's a long story behind it. But to make it nice, short, and set a topic, Mac Drama himself,
Josh,
Mr. OG
Josh,
in the street.
Josh, don't be dropping it. That's nobody's business.
I'm not dropping it. I said I'm not name dropping. But I know. Just know I know. That's it. That's
you
it. That's what I'm getting, ladies and
who
gentlemen.
Who called you? Who with a snitch app?
Nah. Actually, I'm just smart like that. Nobody told me at all.
I'm ASCII Boogie.
No, Lucy, this is none of your business. Seriously.
I'm just playing. I don't even
care. If you value my friendship, do not seek this brother.
I'm just messing with you. You know I'll be clowning. I don't care if it's your business.
Lucy. Just give Mac a kiss and he'll feel better. You know, he's having a bad night because the Steelers didn't win, so.
Wait a minute. Win or lose, we are still the most world-famous, best franchise ever to grace this planet. No, this universe.
I got to agree with that, even though I'm not a Texas.
What do you call that? Eternity. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, Josh, did you know the Pittsburgh Steelers? They're all Illuminati.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to you. You're crazy.
And listen, I guarantee you probably have a little dib in that on owning it. You got a little quarter?
I wish. Woo, I wish I owned a piece of the Steelers. My gosh. I wish.
You should have.
I wish. Man, that'd be a dream to be on a piece of an NFL franchise. Man.
Yeah, that's some money right there.
Well, you know what? Hey, Josh, thank you. You gave me another new goal.
Sound like a worthy investment to me.
Yeah.
One day. After we take over the free world.
Have to, no doubt. You got to get... And also... You know, if you're smart, you're going to put a little piece of the rock into McDonald's, because guess what? McDonald's is never going to die.
I know. I got. You know, it's funny you talk about that. I got a girlfriend in Jersey City. She owns 2 McDonald's, and she's only 28 years old.
Yeah, she got that cake.
Oh, yeah, she's Colombian, so you know.
If it makes you feel any better, OG, both of my teams lost this week. Both of them.
Hey, what?
The one.
Who's your team, Don?
I'm in Chicago. Who do you think? The Bears.
Okay.
And my secondary team is Tom Brady and the Patriots.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's secondary.
Oh, yeah, that's like the minute. How do you come from West Virginia like in New England,
John? Listen.
They
bought on,
by
Mac.
13 points.
Listen, Mac. Let me tell you something, Mac. Have you seen the Patriots website or their Facebook page that said, I'm from West Virginia, but I'm a Patriots fan?
No.
They made that for me. They made that for me, man.
Listen, man.
Listen to the way you're talking. We don't have a professional team, so I could go anywhere.
Yes, you do. You got Pittsburgh. You're only 40 minutes from Pittsburgh. You're actually West Virginia and Pittsburgh. As far as I'm concerned, Ohio and Pittsburgh. And y'all don't even know. Dollar Bill don't even know. He's Pittsburgh. Bring him live. Watch.
Okay, well, my question to you is...
You understand that, man?
You're going crazy. You ain't take your medicine today.
Why?
He's going crazy.
He didn't take his medicine.
Hey, Dollar. Hey, Dollar. Cleveland is really East West Pittsburgh. Y'all the West Side.
Man, you listen. You know when I drive through Pittsburgh and I say only thing they got here is trees, just good. That's the only thing there is, a lot of trees. You know what I'm saying? I go right through there and go straight to New York. It's a nice drive. Hey, their freeways are smooth. That's about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they
hey,
smooth
on the
now?
Wheel, the,
hey, man, when I used to live there, it was nothing but potholes.
But no, on the freeway, right. it ain't that bad driving through it. I ain't hit the city, you know what I'm saying? But driving through, hey, we cruise right off through there with the windows down.
So what do you take? You take 76 or 80?
No, 76.
Okay.
No, then we jump on 80. We take 80 straight out.
Okay.
80 straight out. All the way to
yeah,
New York.
I used to live in a suburb of Pittsburgh called Monroeville. But my stomping ground was the whole city.
We passed through there going to leaving from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I got good memories there and bad memories there. I got
right.
shot 4 times in that city.
Godly.
This was dangerous.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know. But like I said, it's all in fun, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to have
and
to
the
visit.
And the women are so easy, man. You just snap.
Ooh.
They just, like, fall into bed with you.
No, you didn't say that.
You're so fucking funny. I'll be dying.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, the cities I've been in with the easiest woman, Pittsburgh, Miami, New Jersey, New York, I'm talking about in the United States. Detroit.
You know where I love?
Chicago.
Dallas.
Indianapolis.
Dallas,
oh, man,
like that.
Indianapolis. Now, hard woman, L.A.
New York.
Like the West Coast women are hard. Seattle. Vegas women, it depends if they look or from out of town. Salt Lake City, forget about it. Denver women, they tease us. San Diego women, they're the ones I like.
Right. Well, shout out
but
to
But I
all
never
of
had a Cleveland woman, so y'all lucky.
Hey.
At least to my knowledge.
They dangerous, man. They are
no,
dangerous.
You know why? Because all the women in Cleveland look like men.
Yeah, you get.
My goodness. Crazy. I'm glad
hey.
I don't live in Cleveland.
I certainly
don't look like
friend.
A man.
No, we
the
got
women in Cleveland are so ugly that all the men are priests and take a vow of celibacy.
We got some beautiful women in Cleveland. Shout out to
I
the beautiful women.
I present to you guys Priest Archbishop Dollar Bill of the Holy, 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 Holy.
I go to different cities, and I actually be kind of happy when I come back here sometime because of the women. We have some lovely women in Ohio.
No, you're happy because you finally saw beautiful chicks, and you got to go back to the ugly mug dust.
No.
They're not as lovely as me because I'm delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, Double D, you're the finest.
Don't
well,
try to butter up to me
already.
Now.
Damn.
We are married. Where have you been?
I you know
oh,
what? I never
God.
Had a chick from West I never had a girl from West Virginia neither. Lori, Lou,
You
can be the one that handles him when I'm too tired.
She said you got to get your money up for you to marry her.
Gotta get me in trouble.
Tell her to start
I
right
said
here.
That a long time ago.
I'm gonna get my money up.
She said she ain't giving nothing up. Nothing's free.
Yeah. Exactly. She got paid for this.
You talk about me? What?
Matter of fact, I'm sending you a bill for this conversation. My bills ain't free. Don, you owe me $5,000. And Mrs. Lou, because
I
you see in the chat room, you owe me $50,000.
I
don't have
know,
my money by next Wednesday. My lawyer will be sending you a letter of intent.
That's okay. My lawyer will send you a invoice and a letter of intent.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go to your lawyer's office and kick his ass.
hey, Mac.
With the bill to Obama.
What's that, Dollar?
Hey, check out. How does it feel to still get beat by a team that's really from Cleveland? Y'all just got beat by a team from Cleveland. That's what Baltimore is. You know what I'm saying? How does that feel? You know what I mean? You almost got beat last week.
I'm not surprised that in elevators beating up women.
Right.
A touchdown at least. Come on, man.
So they have a lot of practice beating up these
bullshit field goals.
It's funny.
Hell no. That shit is wild. Man.
On top of that, the Steelers should have lost to the Browns. The Browns was kicking their ass.
Yeah, exactly.
How the hell you gonna have that big ass lead and let the Browns come back?
Mhm. And we just made a mistake. That's the only reason why we ain't pull it off, because we made a couple mistakes at the end. But you know, y'all had the game initially, you know, and then we had to put them dogs on you, Mac, you know what I'm saying? The dogs dangerous, man. And we ain't even established yet. You know, we on our way, but we ain't even established yet. Y'all almost lost to some rookies, Mac.
talk about the best team in the world. Come on,
right.
Man. Get it together.
Come on, man.
Matt's real quiet over there. He's probably doing some research.
Yeah, he googling something. You on Google, Mac?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but once again, I appreciate everybody's time y'all compete with, man. You know, I can always call and chop it up with y'all, you know, beyond anything. And I appreciate the format, you know, and the floor also. So things like that is important.
Oh,
and
no doubt. Anytime, man.
And let's check this out. I do my best to spread you guys out here in Ohio and in Cleveland. So
good night, everybody. We get cut off.
What's that? Good night.
I say good night before we get cut off.
That's right. Until next time.
She already knows. She knows the time.
Oh, I done got you.
For it to be over.
I'm going to give y'all a 7 before I go. 7.
Seconds.
God bless.
Good night.